This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. I'm going to keep this brief.
Just brief.
So we can move on where we were in time yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But Feist.
Alex Trebek has got a bum ticker. You would think that someone as smart as him would take better care of himself. If he drops dead, they'll just get Drew Carey to take his place. Tip me over and pour me out.
Boom, boom.
That guy is a mega talent. Someday you
He's
will
so
hear
prolific.
His name.
He really is. He's constantly in the recording studio.
His name is James Blunt, and one day
wow,
he will be huge.
I thought it was Josh Groban.
Same guy, Mike.
Same guy. Very good.
So is this guy. Happy holidays, everybody. From our family to your family.
Had I got for Christmas is too big.
Bueno.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
Hola.
Is it raining? Is it snowing? I can't see where I am going, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum.
Bueno.
Ring the bells and beat the drum. I ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Mel Blanc.
The great Mel Blanc.
But if I see that Santa Claus, I'm going to start a fight.
Adios, señores.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
Too big.
I got that.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
I guess this would be Speedy Gonzalez singing.
If you wonder why I shiver, I fell three times in the river, because the hat I got for Christmas is too big.
I thought it was George Lopez.
Ring the bells.
Give me a break.
And beat the drum. Ring the bells.
Hey, the
and
bum.
Beat the drum.
It's the bum.
I'll ring the bells.
Why?
But I feel sick.
Sick.
'Cause Mr. Santa Claus, you played on me a dirty trick.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Man, he's great. He is.
Wow.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
Big.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
Too big.
If you think it's hot in Siam, you should be in here where I am. The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
You rhymed Siam with I am.
You did indeed.
The hat I
back
got
in the
for
day you could
Christmas
do that.
Is too big.
Oh, this may be the last verse.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
I got that.
Can't tell one thing from another. I got married to my brother. The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
Homosexuality.
But ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Incest. Drum. Ring the bells. And beat the drum.
Wrong hat. He married his brother.
Ring the bells.
Let's see.
And say, ole! But Mr. Senor Santa Claus, you spoil my holiday.
Yeah. Arriba!
Yeah.
¿Por qué such a sombrero grande, Santa Claus?
Bueno.
Boring.
The Don and Mike Show.
You got a point there, I don't know.
Hello!
What do you think?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How about you?
Damn.
How about you, Paula Deen? How are you doing?
We get so tickled sometimes at each other that I literally just wet my pants.
Tickle.
And she wets her pants.
Well, that's not good.
What do you like, Regis?
Is that a laxative?
All day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
Why men's rooms?
All day.
Is that a laxative?
I'm not happy.
Oh, you're never happy, Paula.
Mommy boobies.
like those.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure.
Oh, you.
Appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Right. And hi, Buzz.
Hi. I'm the oldest man in the world.
We mentioned Buzz. We have to mention...
Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
Right.
And I don't.
What glorious goo.
How about the phone number?
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Kind of appropriate with today's song. Theme we're going here.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Let's hear it for him.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
3 out of 4.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
What do you think of us?
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. Yep. I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
Right.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Hello.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbow.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, what have we here?
Wow. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, Don and Mike show. How the heck are you?
I'm peachy. How are you?
I'm just looking at a...
Hey! Joe's here. He's here.
And magically, as he walked in the room...
Yes.
The phones just rebooted.
Did they really?
They were, as I like to call them, dark.
Right.
Rob has another word. Right. Phones were dark there for a moment, but the computer appears to have reset, friends.
Was that ever a big hit for Mr. Huey Lewis?
Step by Step.
Jacob's Ladder.
Not that big a hit, but I love that song. I do love that song.
A mid-chatter. The old ones, the bold ones, the never-been-sold ones.
It was kind of Huey on the downside. Mm-hmm. It was Huey on the way down after being at the very pinnacle.
Right.
And then he went down.
Boy. Here, there, everywhere, boy.
Step by step.
Hip, hip. Hip to be square, boy.
Oh, man.
Sure, there, boy.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Yeah, boy. Don and Mike Show, 877-365-3636. Hello.
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 Hi. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
My hat is too big for Christmas.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
Oh, muy bien. Yes,
What's up, señorita?
Question for you.
Yes.
Who is the guy? Me and my coworker are going crazy. Who is the Schofield Jr.? What was the first name?
Alfonso.
Alfonso, yes. Thank you.
Oh, did you really like that? That was Mike. I said that.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it's like... We go crazy for it. We've been dying. We're like, is it Armando? Is it Orlando? We've been looking online.
Just out of curiosity, who's we?
We, me and my coworker.
Oh, your coworker. Oh, good. It's not like you and your boyfriend or anything.
No.
So what are you girls doing right now?
We are working.
Really?
Are you alone in the office?
No, not really.
Uh-huh. Is the holiday schedule on yet, where people are kind of coming and going as they please?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that festive time of year. Right.
Yeah, the boss is out of the office.
Why don't you start by slipping those shoes off?
I got my air freshener ready.
Just killed the mood.
Wow.
Oh, that just ruined
that
it.
Bitch!
That ruined it.
I need a big stinky feet.
Air freshener ready. Rats, I was picturing daisies, the smell of daisies.
Let's start this show, Mike.
Yes.
Where we ended yesterday's show.
Yes, I'm curious. I'm curious.
Sure. Involving a church.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing our game, The Big Christmas Lie, yesterday. This baby went way, 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 way in overtime.
Well, we didn't get the call until the very end of the show from the criminal.
So we got a lady in Albuquerque. And she calls up and she says, in a nutshell, here's her Christmas lie. I told people that my kid has brain cancer, something
brain
like
damage.
Brain, brain damage.
They do have a kid with brain damage.
Right.
But they told people at the church that they were getting, that they needed money for an operation when there was no operation to be had.
Right.
She basically defrauded the church.
Yeah, it's a sting. So, so now she's going to.
Well, the sting would be if somebody from the church knew that she was doing this.
Well, she was doing
it. It's a scam.
She was doing a sting. I mean, they were stung. She's.
Right.
She's a flim flam man.
She's a flim flam artist.
Right.
She's an outlaw.
She's Paul Newman. She's Robert Redford.
She's Antonio Montana.
Yes, absolutely. And here she is now. Welcome her back to the show. Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. Welcome back, Don and Mike show, just after 1 o'clock in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where you're listening to our show.
Christy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Thank you for that. Now you've had 24 hours to think about what you said yesterday. Can you just recap in your own words what you told the people at the church and your neighbors?
In my own words?
Yeah.
Told them that, you know, Christmas was coming up, and I told them that we had to have surgery. My son had to have surgery, so we had to spend, you know, all the money we had for the medical bills and everything.
So when, in fact, there was no surgery planned at all.
Right. Correct.
Right, right. And how much did you...
And...
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes.
What? I was just asking, as you go on with the story, how much did you get from the church and from your friends? It was like over $1,000, like $1,800.
I thought you
like
said
that.
$1,500.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't actually. You know, they gave like donations of gifts, and so I'm estimating. You know,
food.
It wasn't. Didn't just write us a check or anything.
Oh no, but, no money exchanged hands now, huh?
Donated a bunch of stuff, and you know, helped out with some bills and stuff like that.
So they paid some bills.
Rent, she said yesterday. I think.
Right.
How long did they pay rent for?
Just 1 month.
Oh, 1 month's rent.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, what we're going to do now is call the church and attempt to get someone from the church on the telephone.
Who maybe remembers you.
So that she can confess, or whatever this game is.
Are you ready to confess your sins?
No.
Why?
Well, yeah, I guess. Why? I don't want the police coming knocking on my door.
Well, you called us, honey.
No, it's fine.
What?
I'm ready.
She said it's fine. She's ready.
You're ready. Okay.
And I have a question. When if we do get somebody at the church that actually knows who you are, what are you planning to do with your $1,000?
Oh, well, it would definitely go towards the kids, so.
Good answer.
Mike, that's the right answer. Isn't that the right answer?
Oh, yeah,
always?
Right.
So that was the point of the game. We find
honestly,
somebody.
You want to, honestly, I just had a baby, and he was... premature, so he was.
Of course,
in the
he was.
For a month.
Now you expect us to believe that?
I know you won't, but it actually really will go towards medical bills now.
Oh, no. Isn't that funny though? You lied about it the first time. That's what makes this game so great—that we really have someone who really did make really
a big Christmas lie,
a heinous lie.
And this lied. Was at Christmas time, right, Christy?
Oh, yeah,
it was
before Christmas.
It was last Christmas.
last Christmas.
A couple years ago.
You see, she missed the point when I was asking her. I was going to suggest that perhaps some small donation to the church might be in order.
No.
Christy.
Mike, the kids.
Yeah.
Think about the kids.
You might be right about that.
Think about her kids.
Might be right about
just wanted to plant it in her head, Don.
Would someone please be a deer? Thank you, Robbie. Got it?
There it is.
Hold
now.
On just a moment, sweetheart.
All right.
We'll now call.
Calling the church in Albuquerque.
Rob, I love playing this game.
Yes.
What? Denomination are we calling?
We are calling the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Mormons. The Mitt Romney's church.
Right.
Okay.
Very good. And Christy's going to get her opportunity to wipe the slate clean and hopefully avoid a lengthy prison term.
As she goes for $1,000 in the big lie.
It's great coming to work when you don't got something to look forward to.
That's right.
Isn't it special? You were the first one saying you were going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed coming in here today. Looking forward to this.
And I am. Oops.
I love it when a game carries over.
Dag nabbit.
Because that's
the cockamamie phones.
That's high drama.
Hope Christy follows through with this. I don't trust her.
I can understand where you're coming.
Sounds a little tentative, you know, about
the
whole confession thing.
Right. I think she'll follow through. She really wants that $1,000.
This is definitely the wrong music.
It's Fiesta music.
It's that song again.
Is this Speedy?
Albuquerque. Yeah. The hat I got for Christmas used to be.
Well, it is New Mexico.
Yeah.
Perfectly legitimate.
I got us in trouble there before.
In trouble. This is more like it.
Christy, are you ready to confess your sins?
You have dialed the Mormon Church of Albuquerque. To vote for Mitt Romney, press 1. For bigger, whiter teeth, press 2.
For perfectly slicked back hair,
press 3. To wonder what everybody else is doing that you're not doing, push 4.
And for a wonderful old radio voice that you use on the campaign trail, press 3. Hi, I'm Mitt Romney. Well, I really hadn't thought I had to explain my religion. How are you?
All right, we do have...
It's interesting, we've got a Lady Christie in Albuquerque that defrauded the church and her friends out of $1,500.
Thank you, Rob. We have an alternative number for the church.
Very good. That's very good, Don.
I don't think it's an alternative church.
No.
I think it's a different number.
Listen, my friends call me Mitt. Mitt. Catcher's Mitt.
Two T's.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, the fact that my name is Mitt, you'll notice when I'm wearing my undershirt, you can't see my breasts, so it's obviously not a name that was based on my physique.
I wrote that badly, Don.
What?
I wrote that badly. I should have put church's alternative number, not an alternative church. Church number.
Not that there aren't alternative churches.
Of course there are.
There's always an alternative.
Mm-hmm. Buzz goes to one of those That's alternative right. churches.
Come on.
Well, this is what really authentic organ music, too.
What if we were reaching out right now?
Like, reaching out for help?
What if we were destitute?
Right, you needed the church's help.
Destitute. J-Man, where are you?
I'm reaching out. Vote for me. I really don't let anything Mike Huckabee says offend me, even though he said that my church was the church where Jesus and the devil were brothers.
Now listen, this is a problem.
Sure is.
Because here's the dealio.
Well, there's just no way we can give her the money.
We've done all of the reverse checking.
Right.
The church name that she gave us
legit?
In Albuquerque is 1,000% legit.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the other number, which is a splinter church of that church.
Right.
We've been trying for most of the day to get an answer and have not even been able to get a machine. But we know that those numbers are legit to a real church.
So what is your ruling, Sahib?
I don't know. I'm troubled. I'm stumped like Dennis Murphy.
It's a troubling situation. You know, we
Darling?
Usually like to have confirmation. You know, and that means getting a person on the other end that says,
oh, no, I was taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
Hello, darling.
Yes?
Well, what do we do now? We cannot get a hold of anybody at the church. They're not answering the phone. Do you remember the name of the person that you dealt with at the church?
No, I don't. It's been a couple of years, and I really don't. I've been trying to, you know, think of
well,
it
you
all
know
day,
what?
But...
You know what, Christy? It's a wonderful story. It really, really a terrific story, and all your numbers checked out.
Yeah? Well, I was ready to confess.
But if we can't get a hold of anyone at the church...
Oh, come on.
No, that listen.
No, there's really no way we can give you the money.
That's the way we've played the game before. I mean, I don't doubt that it's a real church, but...
Is that the premature infant that we hear?
Yes, it is.
Or is that the brain damage one? Excuse me. The one that you lied about needing an operation so you could get money and have your rent paid and stuff.
No, that's not him. You know, that's my.
You know something? That's the company money, Don, that we give away, and we have to play by the rules.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there are specific rules for the game that we have to give away the money from the company. But I'll tell you, I think she's legit, and I think she's done a fantastic job, you know, by being, you know, square with us about the circumstances. And, Christy, I like you. Because of that, I don't think I'm going to give you any money either.
It seems to me that your forgetfulness is terribly convenient today. That you don't really remember the name of the guy. I mean, is there anyone that you bilked out of money that we could call? You had mentioned before that there were friends.
No, I never said friends. I mean, just
I think you
yes,
said neighbors.
You did. Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said friends. You said friends at the beginning of this broadcast.
No, you said friends.
No, you're not. You know what? You're not a nice person.
I am too a nice person.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You lied to a church. And you made up an operation that your kid didn't need to have.
And we'd love to.
And I'm gonna have to answer for that, I'm sure, to the big man. Too,
You don't care about
that. Oh, do you
that.
Think so? Do you think he really cares?
I don't know.
Hey, now you're sounding like Burbank.
No, I meant, do you think he really cares about someone like you?
Probably not anymore.
What are you going to do to atone?
Well, listen, let's cut right to, where the rubber meets the road. This whole thing, was this real or did you make this up?
No, it's definitely real.
You know, Don, I was thinking if you were going to give her the money, I was going to be like John Travolta talking to Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction when he comes out of the bathroom. Yeah. Don, if you give her the money, I'm going to shoot her on general principle.
Think about my kids now.
Oh, you're doing it to us?
Oh, my God.
That bitch!
You're doing it to us, too?
Why should we think about your kids? For all we know, you're making this up.
Well, you can hear the little one.
Well, I can't ask the little one if mommy fed him lead paint chips.
I can't believe you're trying to scam us behind your kids again after your whole lie was based on scamming people about your kids.
Why don't you put the little one going goo-goo gaga so we can say, do you have brain damage? Did mommy lie to your friends about you having brain damage?
Mike is now drowning in his water.
Goo goo gaga.
Christy, what's the deal, babe? Come on.
That child cannot even have a solid bowel movement yet. We can't ask that child to vouch for you.
I told you I was on the phone ready to talk to him.
Christy, let me ask you, seriously, since we haven't gotten anybody and we're probably not going to be able to get anybody at this church, what are you gonna do to atone?
Please.
During the holiday season. You know, it's a time for atonement. It's a time for giving and forgiveness.
The holiest time of year.
I definitely think that a donation to the church would be in store. Because honestly, since I had this baby and really have gone through, he was in the hospital for a month and really have gone
through. Sob stories by liars are heard by deaf ears.
You can believe her, Don, because she said honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're honest this time.
It's a little different now. I definitely wouldn't do it again. I feel a lot different now.
You do? Well, see, there. I think we're making progress now. No, Rob's shaking his head no, and I tend to agree with him.
Does the child talk yet?
He's 2 months old.
See if he can say, accessory after the fact.
Now, do you have at least like a little fake turban-type bandage thing for the kid to wear on his head?
That you can take off at a moment's notice, and you just tell him it's a hat.
Like gauze, so if you're going to bring the kid out, to anybody that you've bilked money from, you wrap the kid's head up, you go, I got him right here. Look at.
Why do you think I haven't gone back to that church? There's a reason I don't go there every Sunday.
No, you don't go every Sunday because you're eating.
We're going this way.
I'm sorry. Now I'm going that way.
Now, why don't you tell us, why don't you go to that church? That's a good question. Why don't you go there anymore?
I don't go to the church. I honestly, because I really don't believe in a lot of things they believe in.
How did you get involved? Were you raised in the Church of Latter-day Saints?
Yeah, I was. I was baptized in the church.
So honestly, the Mormon faith?
Honestly, do you think that maybe you don't go back there now because maybe somewhere you feel the slightest pang of guilt?
I guess that could be possible.
Did anyone in your extended family marry more than one woman?
No.
What's your favorite Donnie and Marie song?
I couldn't even name one of their songs.
Wow, I have one that I go to all the time. I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll. How about you? Do you have a husband, Christy?
I do.
And what's he think about all this?
Well, I mean, he did it with me, so.
He did it with you. All right.
Let's bring him into this as well. Whose idea was it to begin with? Who thought up this mother of an idea?
The fake operation.
It was
Probably. I think it was mine. Yeah, I mean, we had talked about it, and he had, you know, we had mentioned, like, getting help from a church, and then, you know, I thought about it. And I know, I knew that if I called the church, because, you know, I was baptized at the church and was, you know, in considered a member of the church, that they would help because they have all those.
Yeah, here's some exculpatory evidence here.
God, how awful is this lady?
I'm going to, yeah, I'm
She's
trying.
Just laying it out. Well, I was baptized in a church, and I know that they're a good place, so I know if I called and lied and said my kid had brain damage, they would pay my rent because that's what churches do.
I hesitate to even ask this
Let
question.
Me get the exculpatory evidence
really
here.
I didn't expect it to go as far as it did.
I was going to ask that. That was the question I was going to ask.
We originally just thought that they would donate a few Christmas presents or something for the kids. I did not expect for it to, for them to do as much as they did. And then when it started getting out of hand,
the exculpatory evidence I'm looking for. At the time, were either you or your husband employed?
Yes, my husband was.
Ouch.
Okay, I'm out.
Ouch.
Wow. I'm out.
And you know, you lose credibility when you say you at first hatched it just to get a couple of toys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
toys.
Who thinks about lying about their kid having some sort of brain damage to get a toy?
Well, the truth is we didn't have a lot of money for Christmas, and we, wanted our kids to have a good Christmas.
So you said, you know what, Johnny's got that soft spot on the top of his head. I bet we can parade him around town, put a Band-Aid on it. Someone will give him a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, you realize that there are legitimately more needy people out there probably that could use the money for that, those toys. I mean, that's just a fact.
Not to mention the fact that your rent was paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was there ever a time that there wasn't food on the table?
Oh, yeah. We've definitely struggled, so.
I don't believe her.
I hesitate to ask this.
Either. What a struggle. Old man river. Oh, it's tough struggling, isn't it? Climbing, pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, lying to the church.
You want to know what our income is?
Do you, Mike?
No.
Don?
No, I don't. This is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. You make it or you don't make it.
You said you hatched this scheme, and I hesitate to ask. Are you the brains in the family?
Am I the brains in the family?
Yeah, are you the smart one?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
We're both smart.
Are you Bonnie or Clyde?
Equally smart?
Equally smart.
Do you realize, and Chrissy, we're trying to put this in perspective for you, your crime does not carry with it the same honor that someone that might conceive of an elaborate bank robbery.
True.
I mean, I would really feel differently about people that would, concoct a scheme to rob, like, a major bank.
You know what she did? She preyed on the faith of others. And that's an ugly, ugly thing.
Sure is. You shouldn't be saying that.
I can say it. Hey, I have never grifted a church, Don.
Okay. I grew up tithing to that church, so they've gotten plenty of money for me.
And beware of somebody who knows what the word grifted means. Uh-huh. He might be a grifter.
Do you say that you gave a lot of money to the church, so it's okay?
No, I never said it was okay.
You just did.
I didn't say it was okay.
You said that family helped you out.
Paid tithing.
Families helped you out.
Are there any lessons that you can take away from this entire exchange over 2 days, Christy?
Well, yeah, definitely.
I mean, can't you hear the way we're talking to you?
Do you think that we still should give you $1,000?
Do I think? I didn't hear what you said.
Do you think that we should still give you $1,000?
Of course I do.
What if we left it up to your peers?
To my peers?
Peers, the people that are listening right now, the judge of listeners.
We could take, how many calls would you like to take?
How many would you like to take?
Unscreened and random, I swear to God.
And people will tell us whether we give you the money or not.
The God I believe in, the God you lie to and steal from.
Okay.
May I submit one other fact before you go to the phones?
Sure.
True or not true, the reason you had to go to the church for additional money is you didn't want to sell your husband's motorcycle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I need a true or an untrue. True or false?
True.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
So you, how many, Don was asking you before, Christy, how many calls would you like us to take to vote on this? And we'll make it an even number.
One million?
How many, like 10, 15, 5? You pick a number, honey.
10.
10 calls.
10? Good way to go with the smaller number.
That's a good number.
Okay, so.
Increasing your odds.
These would be people that would be voting simply on, your merits and your entertainment value.
Value.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Don and Mike, radio gods.
Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
This is Andy.
Andy?
I got a question for the caller. What ward are you in?
Sage. Well, that's the ward, so.
What ward?
Sage.
So we have an amateur lawman on the phone now.
Are you calling from
Melbourne? No, Don and Mike, I am one of the faith. And the,
you're a Mormon?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so I live with the devil listening to you every day, but I love it.
Well, how do you know?
Wards are usually identified with a name and a number, not just a name.
Right, well,
and anybody who's in the church has a phone list, so all she's got to do is cough up the name of the bishop of the ward.
Or all we need to know, sir.
Can rat her out.
Listen, do we give her the money or not?
I don't believe her.
All right.
That's a no.
Wow, nine more.
Mormon votes no.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, who's this?
Hola, muchachos.
Hey, hola. Hey, your hat is too big.
Si.
What's your name?
He's Manny.
Oh, hi, Manny.
Manny, we're doing a vote right now. You're calling at the wrong time.
That'd be like the Fred Rogers guy calling.
Exactly, right. Wrong time.
Manny Rodriguez.
Ramirez.
Hello. Same Ramirez. Same difference. Albuquerque. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Manny Sanchez.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this, please?
This is Dan.
Do we give her the money or not?
Absolutely not. Her story's full of holes.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
It's 2 out of 10.
Holes.
Hi, Donna Mike. What's your name?
Hi, Donna Mike. This is Donna.
Donna, what do you think?
I think she's telling the truth. I was in the church and a relief society president, and we would go through this often.
And do you think we should give her the money? That's the question.
No.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a clever thing when they believe her and still prevent her from getting the money.
How does that work?
What's the score here?
3 no votes.
2 of the Mormons.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
I have hemorrhoids.
Yes, but what's your vote?
I guys doing the Steve Carell thing.
That's one of the quick hang-ups.
Hello, Don and Mike
show. The new trend.
Hello.
Hey, tell her to have fun burning in hell for this.
I'm going to put that down as a no.
Well, you can tell her yourself. She's on the line. Aren't you still there, honey?
Yeah,
she's here. You can tell her yourself.
Yeah, a lot of these people have never done anything bad in their life.
What, honey?
I said, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Like, these people have never done anything that they regret.
Yeah, like no one has ever said that their kid has brain damage and lied to the church and taken money from the church.
We're not even at the halfway point yet. I'm my money's still on Christy.
You know, it's true, Don. Christy never burned down a church.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Rob.
Rob, what do you think?
I think no to her. She is lying through her teeth. She can't even get her story straight. I say negative to her, dump it, no money, bah humbug to her.
That's 5 right. votes. We're at the 50. Ouch. We're at the halfway mark.
One more and you're a big loser, mathematically.
Mm-hmm. Right. She'll clinch home field with this vote.
Hello, Donna Mike show. Will you be like the Patriots or the Dolphins? Hello,
absolutely. Don't give her the money.
Oh,
home field advantage. Do we want to see if we go for the unanimous vote?
You want to see if she can get the perfect season?
Let's see if we can get a perfect score here.
See if there's a yes vote out there.
Christy Shula.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Oops.
Hi there. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
How do you vote?
I'm going to vote make it interesting. I'm going to say give her the money.
No, that's not a good reason, though, for making it interesting. If you hadn't said that, if you just said, you know, give her the money, it would have been different.
That's like somebody who votes for Ross Perot and says, I'm doing it just to shake it up.
I want
to
screw up the poll.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon. I vote we give her the money.
And why would that be?
Why?
Because 2 years ago I got screwed over by someone on the Christmas Live, and I finally found someone who's a worse person than her.
Good reason, but she gets that vote.
Yeah, citing revenge.
She does not have the perfect score.
Does not.
Yeah, I was the guy who they had the fake pregnancy thing, and I ended up getting engaged and then married to her, and. Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Oh, all right, boy. So you got a yes vote.
Wow.
What's the score there?
We've got 6 votes for the public hanging and 1 vote for m'lady.
3 more ballots.
3 more ballots to cast.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Give her the money.
That's the second one. She's making a comeback, but she's already lost.
She's running up the score.
Hello, Don and Mike show, hi.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what do you think?
I think we should crucify her.
That would be a vote no.
Damn it.
One more vote.
One more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would give her the money if she could explain the Louis Vuitton purse.
Wrong story, but...
I'm going to put that down as a no.
And
that is it. By 80%, the public has spoken out. Do not give her the money.
You don't get the money.
Chrissy, you don't get the money. Do you have you have anything to say? No, we're not. We're certainly not going to change our mind.
At this point, if you were really... If you were on point with this, you would be pulling some name out of your nether regions with somebody for us to call to verify this with.
I've looked in the phone book, and I wish I could, but there's only one number listed for that word.
Well,
and
in
I've
that case, then...
I tried calling.
Oh, now we're getting a little attitude, are we?
No.
Yes.
Well, we are not giving you the money.
I think you should give it to me because I was just willing. I was willing to come clean about it. So.
You do have a point about that. You know, she really does. She has a point. She was willing to come clean about this whole thing.
You know what, Mike?
What's that?
You know, because she says that. What's half of $1,000?
$500.
We're not going to give you that either.
That's just wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's just wrong.
Would you like would you like a free FM T-shirt? Would you dirty skank? Would you lying, thieving God? I hope that soft spot on your kid's head grows into a nice hard spot soon. You stupid skank.
We can't give you the money. You understand that. The audience has voted, Christy.
It should only matter what you guys think.
Well, I wouldn't give you a nickel. I really wouldn't.
I find you intoxicating. I would love to move to Las Vegas and be your second husband.
So that's one guy that likes you, one guy that doesn't. And the guy that likes you, Christy, is lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
She's my dream girl. I've said, where can I find someone who lies to the church? That's what I want.
Congratulations, Christy!
You skank. I hope your retarded children move out at the first opportunity they get. The first tomato truck that passes through town, I hope they hitch a ride to the big city.
Now, when he speaks to you like that, Christy, he does it out of love.
Oh, yeah.
And furthermore, I hope that God permanently ties your tubes so you can't do this again.
No,
not really.
You see, Christy, at this time of great comfort and joy for everyone around the United States, we should tell you that cheating churches is wrong. It's the wrong thing to do.
Listen, seriously, you have been a good sport. What is half of $500?
That would be 250 American dollars.
We are not giving you that either. As a matter of fact, we have for you... Dick!
As a matter of fact, is there any way you could maybe pay us some money?
Oh, boy.
No, that's about it, Christy. I think we're done with you.
How's baby Mongo doing?
Baby Mitt.
little Mitt Mongo. Mitt Mongo Mormon.
And I would get back to that church and atone for your sins.
Mommy, why did you call that radio show and say that I had brain damage?
I'm perfectly okay. You're the one with the brain damage.
Mommy, why do I have to come down once a month and talk to you through a telephone with a piece of glass in between us, Mommy?
Hello, Mommy. Mommy, how come I have these crazy neck tattoos?
Mommy, and then when they grow up, it'll be like in that movie Midnight Express. Mommy. Show me your breasts.
Billy, please.
Mommy, boobies.
Billy, please. Oh, boy.
All right, well, God be with you.
God bless you there, Christy. I hope you find your way.
Hey.
Any final words that you have?
Spread the word.
I still think I should have got it because I would have come clean. So.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
All, all day!
Focused on the money. That's about all that matters, isn't it?
No. Not all.
All right, well, thank you for your time.
Bye, bad person.
Bye.
Have a great holiday.
All right.
Okay. All right. Happy New Year. Hey, what's your favorite radio show?
What's my favorite radio show?
Yes, what's your favorite radio show?
I don't know anymore.
Oh.
John and Mike show, of course.
Okay. All right. Stupid bitch.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You can hang up now.
Bye. We're still her favorite show.
Only with a little cajoling.
I thought that went well.
At the end.
Well, that was quite a follow-up.
Yeah. What a lovely holiday message we just sent out.
If you're still her favorite radio show, think how much she liked the show yesterday.
All right, well, everybody, I'm sure, wants to chat about her. We should break now so that we don't run into the problems that we did yesterday, which is why we had to continue this to today.
Yes.
Follow me, cats. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What not?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Watch the Today Show, do you? Meredith Vieira.
What did she say now?
She likes the long meat.
Yes.
We're going to talk holiday cooking. Now, do you guys have any traditional meals that you serve at the holidays?
Yeah, like a ham, a little roast beef.
You do ham, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Spiral cut ham.
And you?
What's that long thing called?
A roast.
Tenderloin.
Yeah. That's not what you call it in your house, but it's called a tenderloin.
Quiet. It's a long tenderloin we serve every Christmas. Hey. Anyhow, for your friends and family.
Don and Mike Show.
You too, kid.
Good and nasty.
Getting all ramped up about your Meredith Vieira.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
I picture her husband just laying there in his wheelchair.
You're just waiting in the wings for Vieira, both of you, aren't you?
I think that's the nickname for him, Tenderloin.
Tenderloin.
Look how he lays there on a platter.
And she just, she does sneak some sexy in there.
Yes, she does.
Even when she doesn't intend it.
Sure does, dear boy.
She's the anti-Curry.
Something was wrong with Willard's teeth this morning.
What?
I swear to God, it looked like something was wrong with his upper plate.
When he was talking about Al Roker's Christmas card?
Yes.
Didn't it make you want to see what it was?
Did you know what I'm talking about? Where
he was having trouble talking today.
There was something, but it was something up top that looked a little
loose,
discolored. I'm not sure whether it was like nothing there or what it was.
You think he left his teeth at home?
I don't know.
He's not back on the sauce, is he?
I love Willard. I really do.
Maybe he had to borrow somebody else's.
It was strange. It just...
somebody else's teeth.
Borrowed Mac McGarry's teeth.
I was wondering whether anybody else, when they saw his little Smuckers segment today, was drawn to the mouth area because it looked like something wasn't quite normal.
He seemed like he was talking weird, but I didn't see anything visual.
Who watches the Smuckers segment?
I turn it up every day. Unless it's pre-taped.
That is gay.
I got news for you, brother. We're halfway there. I'm very, very curious. I'm very, very curious.
I've watched it ever since he said
I don't watch it for the old people. I watch Willard. I like Willard.
Only way that you and I ever going to get on that feature is if they lowered the age like to 55.
I've watched
We made it past 40. That's the good news.
I've watched it every day since he said Buzz's name. I haven't missed it since.
Attributes his longevity to atheism and weed.
Hello, that's Don, right? And Mike Show. Hi there.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. I love your show.
Thank you very much. What's happening?
Hey, I'll tell you, I could really use that $1,000.
I tell you, a lot of people could.
Bet you could.
Is there any way?
No. We're giving the money away today somehow.
All right. Oh, okay. I'll listen. Thanks.
Okay. Well,
Number one fan.
You won't have a chance of winning, though. We'll rig it so you lose.
Absolutely. We'll remember the voice.
Thanks for listening, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Great job with the traffic reports.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Bishop Larson is the Larson of the Sage Ward in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He has a website, LarsonFamily.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would have been helpful if that lady would have had the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, you think we should have given her the money?
No, I would never give her the money.
Yeah, no reason for you to be sorry. You just did legwork that if it was a lie, she could have followed up on. And if it wasn't a lie, gosh, it would have been real easy to find out the guy's name.
Exactly.
You just did it, for God's sake.
Yeah, give me.
You know, that's the interesting thing. Some of the people were calling and saying, hey, don't give her the money. She's lying. She can't get her story straight. And the other people said, I believe she's telling the truth. Well, should we give her the money? No.
No.
I think she was telling the truth.
I do, too. Yeah, in a roundabout, in a nice, lazy way.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. You guys need to call her back and tell her you're going to give the money up and send it straight to the church to really piss her off.
Yeah, we would, except we got a problem with the Mormons.
You know, the whole Jesus and the devil being brothers and stuff. Beautiful church. You know, it's so funny when they were talking about Mitt Romney today. And I guess Huckabee
right.
is the Republican candidate who said,
I heart Huckabee.
Innocently enough, I guess was being interviewed and asked about Mitt Romney's religion. Uh-huh. And he said, I don't know anything about that religion. Isn't it something about Jesus and the devil being brothers? You know,
nice.
Trying to be really innocent, but torpedoing the guy at the same time. Do you think he really meant that? Yes, he did.
Devouring each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's happening? Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Very
Happy
well.
Christmas.
Same
anyway,
to you. Same to you, my friend.
That gal, I swear to God, if you'd given her the money, that would have been the biggest bag of crank that her husband would be snorting off of her vagine,
you know,
the same day.
Are you brilliant? Are you brilliant? I was saying to Joe during the break, I swear to Christ, I said to Joe during the break, I bet if we gave her the money, she would go to 25 different CVS's.
Yes.
Because
getting the Sudafed.
Because you got to go, you get it from behind the counter. Right?
Yeah, you have to get the you get the Sudafedrine to put in the meth lab.
I had the same thought. Same thought. There's a guy that I know. Gosh, you know, I don't know if you know him or not, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you don't. He's from my other life, my real life. And he was a guy that we had been in contact with. Guy had been a somehow involved in my kid's school a long time ago. And just last night I was talking to somebody. They're like, whatever happened to this guy? Let's just use the name Kevin.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody said, the guy I'm talking to said, and here's how it came up. Did you ever hear what happened to Kevin?
Right.
And I said, no, I've not heard anything about that guy. And I expected like that. You know, he's flying hot air balloons and in Switzerland or in,
going to the wine country in the south of France, enjoying his freedom.
Kevin. They said, oh, he kicked his whole family out of his house and turned his house into a giant factory for crack. And that's what he's doing right now.
Wow.
And he's making meth. He's got a meth lab.
So it's a meth lab in his house?
He's got a meth lab. Kicked his family out, and it's there in his house, and he's got his own meth lab.
Wow.
Well, they're safer being gone.
Was he into that stuff, do you think, when he was
this guy,
like hanging around the school? Do you think that's how he made his money?
No, this guy was, he's the last guy that I would have pictured taking an aspirin.
Was he a captain of industry kind of guy? Was he one of those guys?
Yeah, he was one of those guys.
Wow, that's weird.
So it's a real fall from grace thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was just talking. It's funny when they mentioned meth lab, and it said, it's just said now, these are just people talking, but it's just said, oh, yeah, that guy Kevin? Oh, yeah, right. Hey, kind of moved out on his family and turned his house into a meth lab.
Well, the way I understand crystal meth, kind of the Nestle's Toll House cookie of drugs.
Apparently.
You know, it's all very homemade.
Yeah.
It's all nice and homemade.
And when
you can make it at home with the family.
Wouldn't it just be easier if the ingredients came like that? Like when you were mentioning the other day when you said you had some Toll House cookies and you mentioned that the container at Costco was that big-ass bucket full.
Yeah, got the bucket where you just scoop out the you know, the dough onto the cookie sheet.
For all the meth heads,
yep.
If we just sold it like that in mass quantities.
You sold it in mass quantities, but you sell the kit.
Right.
That's what you would sell at Costco. All the ingredients would be in one box, but you'd still have to manufacture
like
it.
Like a mojito kit.
It's a mojito kit.
Absolutely.
It's like the home meth lab.
Yeah, you get it at Kirkland.
Like Toll House cookies.
Kirkland home meth lab.
Mm-hmm. Would it have does it have like a still? Do you cook it?
Well, no, I don't know how you make it, but I know
sure.
that.
Sure.
You know what? Here's what it says. You know, everything you need. Well, hold on a second.
I guarantee we're going to get phone calls on how to make it.
I guarantee you Joe's going to run in here.
I was going to say, you don't. This is the magic of this hillbilly heroin. You don't need anything incredibly illegal to make it, right?
No, but doesn't it have like Drano and rat poison?
It's got chemicals in it that are flammable and explosive.
Because
you always hear about those meth labs blowing up.
I was thinking that the packaging could be somewhat like that Hannah Montana thing that I got for my granddaughter. Where you look in real little print and it says doll not enclosed. What if we sold this stuff at Costco and just in real little print said, you know, crack not enclosed.
Well, you know, and you'd also be able to sign up one of the big over-the-counter drug companies in there, like Vicks.
Yeah.
Now you could say, you know, Vicks stay-at-home meth lab.
Benadryl.
You could have
probably.
A Benadryl.
Benadryl has or that
it would,
chemical
it. Would
right?
actually be the companies that manufacture it, like Bayer's.
Oh, the Bayer
stay-at-home meth lab. Uh-huh. I believe you need liquid chemicals as well.
I believe we go to Indianapolis, Indiana. Eli Lilly. They make pharmaceuticals.
Lilly's stay-at-home meth lab. Uh-huh. And I like stay-at-home because you sell the fact that it's homemade and that you don't have to go to work.
Why and you get family together, too. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You mentioned Hannah Montana. It would be great if we could get her on board and make it my first meth lab.
My first Hannah Montana meth
Miley
lab.
Miley Cyrus is just red hot right now.
I think I told you guys, when I worked in Indianapolis, and this was like 1978, like all of my stories, 1978, mm-hmm. the station that I worked at was in the outskirts of Indianapolis. So you had to literally...
This is Windy, right?
Yeah, WNDE. You literally had to go by Eli Lilly, L-I-L-Y, mm-hmm. big pharmaceutical maker.
Right.
There were, hello?
Telephone.
It's Eli Lilly calling.
Mike's getting a call.
He got a new ringer.
Who is it, Mike?
Hello? Hey, I'm on the air. I'm on the air. I'm working right now.
He just wants to
My microphone's open right now. Turn. Are you near a radio right now? I mean, there's a little bit of a delay. I'll call you during the commercial break. I left my ringer on, but it's always people that know my schedule that call me and know I'm working now. You can go listen to this now. Thank you. Bye.
Friend?
Yeah, good one.
The best?
Close. Very good. Close very, friend. Very good friend.
Did the meth lab blow up?
It was just somebody saying, hey, ixnay on the ethme.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's really because it's, you know, that was actually Carla. No, it wasn't.
I was going to say her voice has changed a lot since she called our house. She called our house the other night.
How are you, Mike?
We could hear him.
So anyway, you would go to work and you'd go past Lilly and they made
the pharmaceutical company, right?
Yeah. And I swear to God, the disco dentist, Chuck Crane, and I would sit on a fence and get high and drink and watch the cows in the field act like they were screwed up because they were doing something. The cows were drinking
some like spill water coming from the factory.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the movie A Civil Action. And right. I don't even know what was going on.
You didn't have to call Aaron Brockovich in there or anything like that.
But I remember we would kill an hour or two mm-hmm. on a Saturday sitting on a fence.
The cows were fine.
And just,
there's nothing wrong with the cows at all.
No,
you guys thought there was.
Right. Oh, plenty of other people saw them as well. Yeah.
Plenty of other people with you.
And there was talk about mutated cows.
Sure. Oh, really?
But every time we went there, mm-hmm. the most we saw were cows that appeared to be effed up.
Staggering.
Like cows. There were cows that seemed unsteady?
Yes.
Cool.
That's why it was such great fun.
You're kind of cow tipping.
That is that must have been a very rural area that you were
in. I mean, it totally was. You know, Indianapolis itself right. at the time was not a major city. Mm-hmm. And where this place was it Merrifield, Indiana? God, I don't remember, but it was just pastures and
what was the guy's name, the dentist?
Chuck Crane, the disco dentist.
Disco. Was he really a dentist?
Yes, he was going to dental school.
Wow.
Full-time, and he was the nighttime disc jockey. And
the disco dentist.
When disco was hot, and his publicity picture, he wore his dental smock.
Uh-huh. That's too good.
There's a lot of good stories about you and Double D, the disco dentist. Who was the guy that would get things started and who would follow with you two? Because I remember one about listeners in a lobby. Like destroying a lobby of a radio station?
Oh, that was he and I, yeah, but that was off the air.
Yeah, but who was the leader when stuff like that would go down, you or him?
Oh, me. He was always a good follower. He was
the disco dentist?
Yeah. Like, well.
Oh, that's when you got a chance to go to the other radio station.
Yes.
You trashed it.
So we were working at one of the two big AM Top 40 stations. It was WIFE, WIFE.
Right.
They had studios in downtown Indianapolis, and our station, Windy, WNDE, suburban station.
Right.
Did you want to beat WIFE?
We were killing him.
Good.
I get it. You want to beat your wife. I get it. So it was real heated, you know, AM radio, top 40 battles.
Right? Really had to work hard to find that note in there.
Yeah, it's working in.
So I remember very explicitly one night Kiss was in town,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to the arena downtown to see them.
That's the name.
And we were in the car with the guy from the record company, and we were driving down the main street in Indianapolis, down the main drag, and you could see the studio as a wife, just as big as can be, right. like a department store window. And I said to the record guy, pull the car over. We're going to go in. So we knocked on the door, and the disc jockey who was playing a record mm-hmm. could see us from the next room and came to the front door and had no idea who we were.
Right.
And we played it so dumb, said, are you the mother trucker? Or whatever the guy's
right,
name.
Right, you knew the disc jockey's name.
Yes, I am. God, we love your station. We love can we look around? We saw you through the window. Yeah, come on in.
You played right to his ego.
So at this point.
But there was no real plan, if I remember, right?
No. At this point, we were in the studio. And we were looking around, and it wasn't like, gee, what formatics can we steal?
Right, right.
We were looking around pretty much saying to each other, they have worse equipment than we do, and this is a really bad station. Meanwhile, the record guy is hiding outside in the car.
Sure,
right. Because the record guy doesn't want this station to know that
right.
that we're there.
But the whole thing that precipitated it was that you were showing off for the record guy, right?
Right. So what happens is, as we're leaving, so we stand in the studio for like two records with the guy, and there's really nothing that can be done. So we say, okay, it was nice. And he says, hey, let yourselves out. I want you to go by on the window of the world. We said, okay, bye-bye. And we leave the studio, and we got to the outer office, and I am such a jackass. I don't know why I did this. I just went over to the wall where they had a gold record on the wall, and I picked it up and broke it over my knee. And then Chuck Crane picked up one and winged it across the room.
And then you ran?
Oh, and then we broke a couple more things.
And then we ran.
Yeah.
And ran.
And then we ran, and we get in the guy's car.
Could the DJ see you doing this?
No. This is what's great. It was set up much like our studios are.
Right.
Except picture over here. To your right, Mike,
mm-hmm.
it's the main street.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
There's
right.
a DJ studio here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a production room where Buzz is. Right.
Yep.
And there's a lobby back where Joe is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy from the DJ studio cannot see in front of him.
Right.
So he can only see...
Out on the street.
So mm-hmm. as far as he knows,
uh-huh.
he had given us time to work our way through. And we actually stopped and waved at him.
Even with the broken stuff in the...
That's nice.
Yeah, we stopped and waved.
Did you ever hear anything more about that?
Not a word.
No.
Because I'm sure you kept the radio station on, just hoping he might get on there and say, hey, I'd just like to say for those two guys that were here.
No, I mean, I don't think it would have happened in that
right,
day.
Right,
and we got in the car with the record guy who was wearing his shiny ELO disco jacket or whatever it was. And he's like, what are you guys doing? And I said, move, go. We busted up that place.
Major felony taking place.
Vandals.
And the disco dentist, even though he was in dental school, was
he
still
loved
following
it.
Along with all that
He
mischief.
Loved it. I remember we were driving down the road, and he was like, he was in the back seat. Mm-hmm. He's leaning between us going, that is the greatest thing I have ever done in my life.
And he never got any names.
No.
Oh, that was great,
no.
though. But at the end of his shift, probably. When he was walking out to that outer lobby to go home.
I'm sure what happened was even before that, the next guy,
right.
the guy that comes on at midnight or whatever.
Hey, man, what happened here?
Right.
What's the deal? I'm here to do my graveyard shift.
Hey, Mother Trucker.
What's going on, Mother Trucker? Somebody broke the gold records in the pencil holder on the secretary's desk. What the hell is going on here? That is such old DJ rivalry, but
right.
it's great. It really used to
so
be like
stupid.
That.
So dumb.
The rivalries used to be that intense.
Mm-hmm. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's happening? Hello.
Hey, we don't have any meth here in Albuquerque.
You don't have any meth at all? Come
on
now.
You're not looking.
It went out of style.
Hey, listen, just because you're not Sacramento doesn't mean you can't try harder.
That's so last year. It's all peyote now.
Peyote.
Hey, Buzz, when are you moving out there?
Anytime now.
Now, peyote, a little bit more of a natural substance
than
crystal meth, right?
Yeah, but you have to really get it to work, you got to put it in the forbidden place.
Your butt?
I had not heard of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I was a young man, we used to do that.
You mean you have to give yourself a peyote suppository?
Because it goes straight to the bloodstream faster, as you know.
And that gets you around the nausea, right?
Is that why you do that?
Look at how excited he is.
Exactly.
Look at how excited he is.
Why else would you put it there? Yeah. You know, there's got to be
I don't know, Buzz. I'm not sure.
There's got to be a reason.
Get you around the nausea.
You've obviously heard of this?
This is the first time I've heard it, but I get now that I've heard it, I understand why he does it.
Live and let live is what I say. But if you got to put a suppository up your butt to get off.
It's just a mushroom.
Isn't peyote the thing that that they go out to in Natural Born Killers, they take peyote and they have hallucinations.
It's what Tony Soprano had.
Yeah,
right?
Hallucinations. Yeah. That's peyote.
Right.
Peyote, and it's also been in
Buttons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what the hell is the horror movie? Carol Ann.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. It was there's a peyote scene in that too. I think in either one or two. I'm not sure.
Well, either way, send Buzz about a pound of it.
Okay, Gog.
All right. Thank you very much.
Always frustrates me when you've got perfectly good alcohol available in stores. People are going out putting things in their rectums.
Some people do that with alcohol.
In their bottoms. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
With booze?
Yes. In fact,
hey, Don and Mike, how are you today?
A couple of people have died of alcohol.
Hold on, Professor Backwards is giving us a lecture.
Buzz is now going to tell us about people who drink through their butts.
There are guys who have died of alcohol. There one recently, a guy died of alcohol poisoning because his wife gave him his regular alcohol enema. Wow. He became addicted to alcohol enemas.
Oh my God!
And we used to kid Michael Hughes about that red wine enema.
What a horrible way to go!
Well, I don't know.
Is it the same way with coffee enemas that give you the caffeine directly?
Yeah, because anything you put there can be so easily absorbed.
I heard about coffee enemas like 30 years ago.
Right.
That's how they invented the chocolate martini.
God.
What about a red dog enema?
Yeah. I'm sure you could anything that has a substance that gets into the bloodstream, you could take as an enema.
Y'all are gross. Mm-hmm. You just think about that for a second. I don't care how bad you want to get high.
Are you including me in that? I'm with you on this.
No, I just wanted to just are everybody listening in general.
I like my enemas with plain warm water.
Saline.
This is where food comes out. Please think about that.
Have you ever had an enema?
Oh, of course, Mike.
I don't think I ever have.
Oh, they're
what
great.
Time is it?
I don't think I've ever had an enema.
What time did you give me my enema today?
At noon, as always. High noon.
I about 4 hours ago.
Really? Have you ever had one?
High colonic at high noon.
Yeah. I mean,
Sure you have.
I had to have one at least more than – I've had to have it at least more than once when I had to go in to get the old poop – the
colonoscopy.
The camera.
The oscopy. I took the stuff that you drink and you flush it out that way. I don't think I've ever had
it. Is it called a sphygmoid oscopy, Buzz?
Yeah.
The one that's not quite as invasive?
Shorter.
But it's plenty invasive as far as –
Is that a laxative?
But I've never had one.
You will take two or three before that.
Really?
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
I'm going to try it this weekend.
Is that a laxative?
And when I was first diagnosed with the colitis.
Ulcerative colitis?
The first medication that was given to me was in that form.
Really?
It was horrible. Ugh. I'm on pills now. I take them in my mouth.
Suppositories are funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it was an enema.
I know, but everything down there is funny.
Whenever I think suppositories, I always think about Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh. Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hi
there.
I have the final word on the Mother of the Year.
Yeah.
What, you guys have had great, great lives before, like the guy who wanted to peed in the Listerine bottle. And the game is, if they don't get through to confess to the person, they don't win.
Right.
It doesn't matter if she's lying, tell them the truth. Doesn't matter. She doesn't get any money if she doesn't confess.
Let me ask you a question. Would you have liked to see her get the money even if she got through to somebody?
No, actually, I would. I do actually think she probably did it, but I hated her so much I didn't want her to get it anymore.
Yeah, okay. You felt like everybody else.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye. Isn't hating fun?
Hi there. Last word.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Young Guns. It was great parody scene in that one.
Young Guns with Emilio Estevez?
That's the one with Conchita Sohorn. Did you see the size of that chicken?
Yeah. All right, there's more peyote for you, Mike.
Peyote, yes. And, of course, they took it all in suppository form.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What it do? I routinely insert things in my Bombays. Last one was a Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug calls so often lately.
Good friend, Doug Trax.
You see, he's got a lot of time on his hands now.
Have you been to Doug's website?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Rob, do you have that thing that I do you even have that address?
I can bring it up. I'm sorry.
I have a show business bulletin while he's doing that.
Hold on. Before you get to that, I just have to tell everybody. The Grease Man. Okay, we've tooled on him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, come on. The guy got a raw deal from CBS.
Sure.
whatever. He's off the radio now. He was on a bunch of brokered Vietnamese stations, and he's off the air now. But he's got these little vignettes
right
on the internet where it's him as if he's still doing a radio show, sitting at his little home studio, looking into the video camera in the computer, and he's doing his bits, and he's doing his, like, hey, Johnny Doodad, Doodad. And, I mean, you're seeing him back and forth with the microphone, and I'm telling you, I sent the link to Rob, and I said, please just open it, and I got to hear you. I got to hear you when it clicks on, because
that'll do.
There are about 40 of these goddamn things.
So that's what he's doing now.
Yeah, just his little mini bits.
Because he had the radio show that was on a station where he bought time on the stations or something like that.
Right.
And then he went on hiatus from that. That's what I read about it. That's what he had done.
I always thought it was incredibly stupid that you had a guy with a lot of talent who got a raw deal and CBS just let him go. I never really understood why no one ever picked him up.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy did have an incredible amount of talent.
Right.
But if you go to this website, it'll crack your ass up because
part
of the whole mystique about this cat is that he used to...
It's theater of the mind.
He used to keep his identity hidden.
Right.
You know, right? They used, for his publicity picture, he used to have just a question mark.
Right.
And even to the very end, it was like a big secret. It was like Wolfman Jack.
Right.
You can't see the guy doing the
show.
Can't
see the grease man.
Right. Well, you can see him now.
In his house.
It's funny.
Doing his show.
Doing it for the camera.
Yeah, it's borderline.
I would imagine Sergeant Fury just doesn't have the same punch when you're watching him do it.
You know what? It's borderline, because the guy's got talent.
Right.
It's borderline real funny, but then it's also borderline, like, sad funny.
Yeah. It's so bad it's good. It falls into that category.
We'll pull it up during the next break. I got the link from somebody like a month ago.
Because we all were entertained by him on the radio.
Senator Rob Buzzy, absolutely. You have... breaking news.
Yes, TMZ.com reports that Ike Turner, former husband of Tina Turner, is dead at the age of 76.
Safe home, Ike.
Ike Turner.
Who he?
Okay. Well, he'll be rolling on a river.
You just mentioned him yesterday on the show.
Yes, we did. Ike Turner.
How old?
76. 76. Think Tina will go to the funeral?
Hello. I don't know. Don and Mike show. I know his dad, Ted, will be there. Don and Mike show.
I couldn't find parking.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, the Grease Man, he's still on the radio.
No, he's not.
It's, I listen to him every night.
Really? Well, I had read a big, gigantic thing in the Washington Post.
If you're listening, it's probably repeats that you're listening to.
Tapes.
No, I mean, I don't want to plug the radio station, but it's in Fredericksburg. It's just a small country station. He gets 1 hour a night.
I bet they're probably rerunning old tapes. That's the magic of the Grease Man, is that the shows that he's doing now could be the shows that he was doing 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, there was a big article about the fact that he was taking a hiatus. So they're probably running tapes.
But the cat
I mean, is there anything, I'll ask you a question, sir, anything on that 1 hour that you've listened to that would reference a specific time?
Not really. It's mostly stupid bitch.
Well, that's what they're doing, because he is taking a break.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. But thank you for calling, and thank your doodads. Your nasty doodads.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, bad cell phone. What's happening?
Hey, sorry about that. I'm calling from Reno, Nevada.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, that lady.
Hey.
Christy.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, Christy.
Hey.
I believe her story.
Yeah,
But she's lying about the part. There's one more person she needed to say that she got the money from.
And you want us to ask who?
It'd be the state president, and she did not say that. Uh-huh. So she's a liar.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for that update from Reno.
All righty.
You have a happy holiday now.
Good job.
Yes, now go listen to yourself.
Glad the cell stayed together for that call.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're sandwiched between the mountains out there and the biggest little city in the world.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I have a question about this enemas you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Do you think that if you put food up your butt, it would reverse the process and you start taking craps out your mouth?
You know something? That'll be a question we'll have to leave for Mr. Science. We'll see if it happens.
It'd be like you'd be your own colander almost.
No, actually, if you put food in there, you wouldn't get the nutrients of the food, because the food would not be able to digest properly.
Yeah, right. Isn't that whole deal a one-way street, you know, from your throat down to your stomach through the digestive tract?
Yeah, the stomach, the acidity, the acids in your stomach that break down the food.
You can't.
And then it goes into the bloodstream. You can't just expect that same process to happen if you, you know, put food up there.
You might as well put a butt plug up there.
Exactly. And you'd be very, very ill, and you would start to smell offensive.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Really, really bad breath.
Hello.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, we are. Hi there.
How you doing? I was. There was a story about a woman who gave her husband an alcohol enema, and the guy ended up dying.
I wish I'd mentioned that.
Gee, I wish Buzz had said that like 3 minutes ago.
Sorry. Thanks.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
He's not sorry at all.
We're here all day.
All day!
It's a shame that alcohol cannot be...
All day!
That can't be absorbed through the skin anywhere, you know? I mean, it's absorbed if you give yourself an enema, but, like, if you have aftershave on, wouldn't that be great? If not only did aftershave have different smells, but it had different buzz factors, you're getting ready to go out for the night and you just splash on, hey, oh, I hate the smell of that. Hey, it doesn't matter. It gives me a really good buzz. I'm going to splash on a little absinthe. Going out for my evening.
You smell like licorice.
Woo!
Is that Sambuca you're wearing?
Thank you. You noticed. I know it's not my favorite, but when it's the holiday season.
Honey, we're going to a classy event. Do you have to put on your Miller Lite tonight?
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara for Scotch. I like to put a little bit behind my ears. And boy, it really makes me feel all woozy.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi. Oops. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yellow.
Yes, Don and Mike.
At your cervix.
Hey, that guy should have got disqualified yesterday answering that Alex Trebek question because he didn't form it in a question.
What?
You should be taken outside. A bag should be put over your head. And you should be shot.
Not even a cricket?
No, it was so bad it didn't even deserve the crickets.
Oh, crap.
Not even a bag.
Merry Christmas!
Right, same to you.
Bye! Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
I don't even know what he was talking about. I know Alex Trebek had a heart attack.
Yes.
And that was yesterday's show.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was funny.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, let's grab a couple calls off the blower. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, buddy, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grease. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down. Likes that thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business. Oh,
that's
but
a joke we used to have on our show.
She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying packing. Ain't nobody's business what I do. Well, all right, sir. Whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right,
hop on the gee, Grease.
All right, hop on the gee.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
That was our man, B.O. Bob. Right?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
I'm not happy.
Oh, come on, Paula.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yeah. We think so.
Apple doogie.
Well, that's not good.
All right, we got this Grease Man side up now. Rob, can you reconfigure the board for a second, please?
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Okay.
Now, this is his regular website that's hooked to the radio show.
No, this is Sans radio show.
So this is just independent of anything on the radio.
This cat is not on the radio now. He's sitting at home at his studio in his house making videos. Mike, you got to come over to this side to see.
Okay.
Just quick play. There's
just
a little
intro. Here we go. And the name of the site is...
What is it, Robbie?
Oh, it's getalife.tv. Getalife.tv.
And click on the Deviant Report.
Okay, so here we go.
Lovely Thanksgiving logo.
Look at the graphics on this thing. There's a turkey. Well, there's like some old 50s graphics.
Yes, it's Thanksgiving memories with the Grease Man. I hope your family is a little less turbulent.
Now, Mike, hold on.
It's a bad, like, video cam. It's a bad webcam is what it is.
And it's just his big face looking directly into the camera. I mean, as radio guys, we are used to seeing this.
Right.
But when we do it with each other, it doesn't seem odd. When you see a guy doing this on video, man.
Camera. Just looking right into the camera going, yes, Thanksgiving now, memories.
You got to come back over so you can so you can watch him. When he gets into his shtick, it's the best.
Then the Thanksgivings I've spent in the past with Estelle. Are you listening, you piggy? I remember one Thanksgiving, we're all sitting around a table getting ready to eat. And
meanwhile, we're just watching.
Daddy said to me, well, Nino, you're the announcer. Why don't you say grace? I said, why does it always have to be me, says grace?
He's looking right into the camera.
I mean, announcing's what I do for a living. It's a holiday. It's Thanksgiving. You're a plumber. Why don't you go in there and fix the pipes? But what about you, Ed? You're a TV repairman. See if you can get that UHF control to hold. Huh? Or what about you, Ed? You're a car repairman.
Why it'll take some of the magic out of it.
It does, but it's kind of, we're all, you notice how we're all staring at it.
But you just see this guy looking at the camera screaming.
I'll say grace. I bowed my head. I said, dear Lord, thank you for this food we are about to eat. May our blessings be the blessings of people around the world.
I don't like him
and
on
may the
TV.
Cystic acne on Estelle's clear.
Isn't
up.
It funny watching it, though?
She said, oh, yeah. She bowed her head. She said, dear Lord,
it's
thank
against
you for this
nature.
Bountiful booty of chow as we rally round the festive board.
It's against it nature. On. He shouldn't be doing it that way.
It goes on for another 4 minutes, and there are about 30 of those up there.
Wow. It's just not quite right. I don't like seeing it. I want him back on the radio.
Not only are there like 30 of them, he uploads them like every 5 or 6 days. This is a man on hiatus?
So that's what he's doing. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
And this is what I don't understand. I mean, we're tooling on this because it's goofy to see this guy doing it. This is a guy, forget about what he said in the past, this guy does have talent.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he does. Of course he does.
You mean there's no place in the radio landscape for this guy?
Hard to believe.
I mean,
this guy,
Bubba the Love Sponge, just got hired back
down
in Tampa Bay.
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ, there's such a lack of talent. And like him or hate him, I love this guy as a radio guy.
He is a true, true original. But, and the thing is, but it's not, that's not the way you should see him do his shtick.
Right.
You shouldn't have to see him look right into the camera.
No.
It's like, here I am, ready for a snarling.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a tough time recovering from his past sins.
Memories with the Grease Man. I hope your family is a little less turbulent than the Thanksgivings I've spent in the past with Estelle! Are you listening?
Yeah, actually, see, he holds his mouth like
wide. That's what he did. That's why, you know, you remember when he had the studio audience, too.
Oh, yeah.
They were here, right, at this studio?
Yeah, they sat in Buzz's room.
Wow. They sat in Buzz's room and watched him in here.
I had no idea.
Estelle, you pig, yeah.
His last fateful comment was issued from the very place where I sit and cut up the show.
Really?
Yeah,
how
in
about
this
that?
Building.
Wow. Well, that's a shame, you know, because he is a talented guy.
He is.
But it's just seeing him, you know, with that webcam.
Hold on, here's another one, Mike.
What's this one called?
I don't know. This one is Geezers on GetALife.TV.
Deviant Report number 27.
Really bad, bad graphics.
And for those of you that might not have ever heard this guy, what he does is he just does these fictitious stories.
Hold on, hold on.
Is he using the same music?
Hold on.
Is he wearing outfits?
No. Stop it. Back it up. Mike, come over here.
Well, what a good surprise.
Ready?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. Wait for it. There's another bad graphic. Wait for the Grease Man to come up now. Geezers.
Geezers
Deviant Report. And there's another bad graphic of old people, like a cartoon almost. They're there in bed. And now wait for it. Watch him.
No, not your shirt off.
He doesn't have his shirt on.
Oh, my.
No. No, 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 no.
Loyal French Canadian who sends me an email, degrecio@aol.com.
Oh, no.
Dear Grecia, I have a funny story for you.
He is reading this.
My daughter at school.
You're just seeing.
You have to ride the bus.
I'm sorry, I'm not saying anything good about him anymore.
After walking back to my car, I was sitting there.
Doug.
He's reading a letter.
Jesus, Doug.
Without his shirt on.
He appeared to be wailing away. I was horrified as he seemed to be working it.
Well, I guess he's at his home.
Dude. Just towards the end.
My mother called the school and said, where's my son? The school said somebody picked him up.
He still is just telling a joke.
And he's got no shirt on.
With no shirt on.
Distracting.
All right, here's towards the end. Here we go.
From another, picked up the wrong kid, brought him home. The family of the grandfather said, hey, this isn't your grandson, you idiot. Hey, give that. So they called off the deviant alert and the Amber alert and everything because it was just a case of mistaken identity. So if you got an old timer.
I got to say, what you're seeing now, this is the last,
this is so
the last
wrong.
30 seconds of this 3.5 minute thing. He's got his shirt off, and you see him looking down at his control board,
right.
And he's running the sound effects, and he's running the music, and he's looking right into the webcam.
He's got headphones on.
He's got his
big DJ headphones.
He has big Sennheiser microphone.
Yeah, big DJ microphone, big black DJ microphone.
This guy was 77 years
old. He still has not even mentioned why he doesn't have a shirt on.
No. Picking up the kids after school, if that's all right. Huh? Because these old timers, they get a little feisty.
Those are the same music beds.
I want to hear his kicker.
Here we go, last 20 seconds.
Grandkids, if he can't tell them from other kids. Jump at Jiminy Cricket. If he wasn't an old guy, give him a shot in the back of the head.
That's it, Mike.
Yeah, I was always used to be concerned with the endings.
I think this is less of him telling jokes and more of him commenting on news.
Oh, really?
Because I remember back when he was down to number 17 or 18 when we first discovered this minefield, that they were news stories.
Oh, really?
But he still incorporates his wacky sound effects.
Well, I don't like seeing the shirt off. I really don't. But I guess it's the comfort of his own home.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the powerboat music bit for when he goes powerboating.
Oh, the SS Grease?
Yeah, on the SS Grease.
Mm-hmm. Good ship Grease.
Very good.
Here's another one.
I ran board for his show for a long time. I've heard a lot of this.
Restroom Rompin'. And again, it's a video.
Tell me if he has his shirt on
of
again.
Of the Grease Man. They're still going through the bad, really elementary graphics. Okay, restroom.
You know Grease Manelli, the Prince of...
He's wearing a shirt.
Oh, very good.
His Highness of Hobble. We're back with the age-old story of restroom encounters.
It's too funny.
This time... Volusia County, Florida.
Listen, Doug Tract, if you're out there listening, come down and let's resurrect your career on the Don and Mike
Amen.
Show.
Amen. Good idea.
Doug.
Douglas.
You got to get yourself off this internet, though. You got to get your face off the internet, Doug.
Love to hear what he's up to or what's inside of his mind. What's going on with the guy?
He's on hiatus.
Hiatus, but not from the internet. Day.
How funny. Ah! How good is that?
Ah!
Oh, my God.
Yes, you pig, you. Are you listening, you pig, you?
Poor bastard. You know,
but you know what? Was he not? Would it not be safe to say he is a disc jockey's disc jockey?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He makes other DJs laugh. He always has.
Yep.
He really always has. I mean, because he does that crazy crap that only he does. And, you know, even when you're watching him on the internet with his shirt off, I have to say this, he's still enjoyable to listen to.
His Highness of Hobble.
His Highness of Hobble.
That guy.
Oh, my that God.
But it really comes down to, like we said at the time when he got his teat in the ringer, it comes down to numbers. Man, the guy just didn't have ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And the company said, oh, you said something else that's insensitive. You're gone.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I miss and everybody else. He didn't get any third chances.
Right. No, you have to understand the company when they're doing that. You really do. It's very important to, I've always found it very important to make sure that you understand where they're coming from. That's the most important thing.
Did I just hear a veiled message?
No, I'm 100% for the company. Always have been.
Okay, good. That makes two of us then.
Absolutely. Today.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't it make you long for the days of Chip Bandwidth?
Oh, that's right. Chip Bandwidth. Was that his infomercial?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end for that guy. That's when he was still, maybe when he was fired from WJFK, but he was on 94.7. It was a bad infomercial.
I think it was right after he was fired from Arrow.
Right.
And that was his first foray. He was a mad scientist for a computer dating infomercial.
Oh, that's what it was, a computer dating infomercial.
My God, that was bad.
Hey, Dr. Chip Bandwidth. Huh?
I'm Chip Bandwidth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, not much. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys for your honesty about the Grease Man's talent. Okay.
Well, that's never been disputed. I've said
I don't think we've ever had a problem with that.
Well, you know, it's good to hear you talk about him like that because he really is talented. And I'd like to say, nyang, 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 waddle to let him.
All right, let's not turn this like into a love fest, okay? I mean,
oh, we had the Grease Man on our show way back when in Los Angeles. Remember, he was wearing the weightlifter pants?
He buying his PJs.
He's coming in those hammer pants back in the day. Genie pants is what they used to call them.
Poor bastard. Remember the deal they gave him? We were so jealous.
Oh, we were.
We were so jealous that Mel, our man, Big Daddy Mel, Mel kept saying to us, guys, if anything ever happens to Stern, this is why you're here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would say, the next opportunity is yours. Mm-hmm. Well, he hires the Grease Man, sight unseen, and gives him a slot nighttime, New York, Philly, Los Angeles. That doesn't work out. So they end up putting the guy on just a Washington, D.C. station to do the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
However, he still is living the fantasy that he's going to make it in Los Angeles. So he's living in Los Angeles, and he's getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And he's going to a radio studio at 3 a.m., and he's saying, hey, good morning, Washington.
Yeah. Even though he's not on in L.A. at that point, right? Right.
He was only doing the show for D.C.
It was just D.C., but he was staying out in Los Angeles because he had aspirations and to do, you know,
then
film work, acting
weren't
work.
Weren't we replaying the show at night on WJFK? I mean, I'm getting my timeline here is mixed up.
There was a lot of stuff juggling with him going on.
He was originally on an hour tape delay, but one thing, when he was doing the 1 a.m. Los Angeles show, remember, he had a newswoman in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
my God, that's right.
Marcia Shipley.
Hey, Marcia, you're looking
she
wonderful.
She was in Atlanta and he was in L.A.
Right, and they were being broadcast
in Washington.
And they never...
That wasn't expensive either.
They never met each other.
Wow.
The lady in Atlanta, V103, whatever the station is,
right.
She would show up at 3 a.m. Or at 6 a.m.
She'd be there on the East Coast time because she was in Atlanta.
Right, and he was out there, and I remember you and I, me more specifically, going into Ken's office, the general manager, and saying, hey, listen, hold on a second. This guy got everything handed to him. He got New York, Philly, L.A. He screws all that up. Now you got him on morning drive, and he still is doing the show out of the studio that you built for him in Los Angeles. And do you remember the answer? Well, they said he's working on his acting career.
That's exactly why he was out there. He was looking for film acting roles. And he even did, he might have done like a pilot or something.
He was
like
in
that.
A supporting role in a made-for-TV movie, Jack Reed. Or,
wow.
And he was with Brian Dennehy.
Okay, Sega fan.
Hey.
Jesus Christ, Rob. I mean,
sorry.
Seriously. What year was he born?
I think he's about 90, he's what, 50 years old? Yeah, I don't know, Don. Yeah,
I know
I'm going to guess 1956.
I forgot how you got this gig.
I keep forgetting Robbie is a radiophile.
Rob is the radiophile
of
radiophiles.
Well, also know that when I was looking for hours a million years ago at WJFK, I would board up his show, and since it was an hour tape delayed, I would have to hear it twice when I taped it and when I played it on the air. So after 6 months of hearing the Grease Man twice every day, it began to sink in.
Were you working on this show at that time?
Yes, but not getting paid for it. That was the Ken Stevens method.
Wow.
I said, I'd like to work on the Don and Mike show. He said, feel free. You will not be getting paid for
feel
it.
Feel free. It is free.
And after a while, they paid me for 1 hour a day to work on your show.
Wow.
Yeah, but I did get a lot of money for the Grease Man. Thousands of dollars.
Hey, hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Well, let's go.
Hey.
Let's get the cat on our show.
That's a good idea.
Find if he still wants to work in the business.
Yeah, buddy, I'm on hiatus.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi there.
Hey, talking about Grease and ratings. You remember back in '86 when they did the first MLK day off?
Oh yeah, well that was his
that was
horrible
first
statement that got him in a lot of trouble.
First strike. Look, right.
Yeah, but he stayed on the air after that one because he did have ratings, I think.
No, you're absolutely right about
right,
that.
Right. He got a lot. Did he get suspended for that?
Yeah, but it was like one of those, he's off the air for 3 days, something
I mean,
like
it was
that.
Three
yeah,
exactly. strikes, you're out for him, basically. He
made three separate comments at different times.
No, it was only the two. It was the. It was
I
Martin
thought it was
Luther,
three.
Martin Luther King, and then the thing about
Lauryn Hill, right?
Yeah, and the guy in Texas.
Right. Right.
That was it. Mm-hmm. It was two. Two strikes and you're out, unless you make a lot of money for the company.
Right. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hello, and Mike. We're all here. Hi.
Thank you. I wonder if you could tell me if the Magic Christian is still on the air anywhere.
That was Buzz's friend, right? The
yeah,
Magic
and mine,
Christian.
And mine, but mainly and Buzz's friend, yeah. But more Buzz's than mine. Yeah.
That did that Don. Did not end well at all. That
no,
ended
no,
ugly.
Sadly,
that ended very ugly.
Here now,
that was
with
the
all
station
of,
out in Iowa.
Here with all of the details is Rob Spiewak.
Well, a couple things that you'll like remembering is that, remember, he said he wrote between 50 and 75 one-liners a day. He said he couldn't even help it. He just did it. But unfortunately, $10,000 in cash and $30,000 in broadcast equipment was stolen from his car.
Oh,
and so
right.
He was living in a flop house.
Rob, you remember it.
And we couldn't get him on the air because the only way we could get him was a payphone.
That's right.
And he had that voice.
Yeah,
magic,
he did.
Because he was at a flop house in Iowa City, Iowa.
And he had a real horrible relationship with the owner of that radio station.
It started great.
Right.
Because I think when he first called us, he was in Florida. And KCJJ hired him because
we got him the job.
Right. And he went out there and he was not the best disc jockey.
We called the owner at KCJJ and the owner brought him up to Iowa to work on the air. And they had a falling out very quickly.
I believe Magic Christian had a terrible thirst.
Didn't you have a little, you had some private conversations with him about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a couple back then,
This guy, he didn't trust the guy or something.
I don't know what all the details were. I just know they did not get along.
I know a lot of it was that Magic Christian would get on the air and would complain about stuff, and
it was something to do with his checks, if I remember correctly.
Probably, that's,
and I think,
that sounds right.
Didn't he sue?
He wanted to get his checks early.
Didn't he sue the owner of the station and like announce it on the air? That
I
he
think
was
it came to that.
Suing the owner.
Is that station KCJJ still humping out there? Is that still?
Yes, they are. They're still carrying this show.
Well, we should, have the guy call and say, what's the status?
Was it
with the Magic Christian? Because he used to come on our show
right.
an awful lot, the owner of that station out there, the program director.
Wasn't that the station that got a dressing down for having someone in a bar on a remote broadcast and describing football plays on television?
I don't know.
It might not have been that station, but Rob, you know so many inane facts about things.
And once in a blue moon, a segment like this comes up, and I can contribute.
But what was that? Was it the owner of KCJJ or the general manager?
I think it's the same guy.
Same guy.
And you're right. They said, we'll have play-by-play, I think it was Iowa State,
right,
of the Iowa State football game, and they didn't have the rights to the game, and it was the owner of the station at a bar on a telephone going, first and 10.
Ball watching goes, it on TV.
Yeah.
Ball goes to the halfback. Oh, 3 yards.
Yeah, they got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, they did.
One. I'd love to talk to that guy. Find out where the Magic Christian is now.
Not today, though.
No.
Because the guy will call today. That guy from KCJJ will call today.
He was a bit of a chatterbox.
Shall I give him your cell phone number?
No. How about yours? You'll remember what he says.
That'll be
I
good.
I won't.
Call me Steve. Steve-o.
Hello, Don and Mike. One call. We got to hit a break. Hello.
Yeah, hey, you got to find out more about the Grease Man's filmography. I remember seeing a TV movie with the Grease Man and G. Gordon Liddy in it, the WJFK power duo.
Right.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I remember something like that.
Liddy
well.
Had a bit of a film career. Miami Vice.
Liddy's show, was it Wheels of Justice?
Oh, Wheels of Justice, that's right. Didn't he do a guest spot on Miami Vice, too?
Yeah, that was right when he first got out of prison.
Right.
Right.
He was a tough guy.
Mm-hmm. What year was that he got out of prison, Rob?
I don't know, like 92? No, it'd have to be before that. Maybe late 80s, 88?
That's where he had his fighting ring.
I watched the ants.
That's another disc jockey. Another DJ we used to work with.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
No problem, Doug. All right, we love going down memory lane. We do have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, you would think with everything going wrong these days, volunteerism would be down in this country, but it's actually up, way up.
Of course it is. That's the beauty of incompetent government. People know they have to fend for themselves. That was his plan all along. He hatched it with rope.
That was Bush's plan.
Damn right. He's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. Act like an idiot for 8 years, then people step up and volunteer. Brilliant. The Don and Mike
Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, we are.
Fancy digs you got here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, W.
That was funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Well, how about you, Whoopi?
I'm horny, you're horny. Come on, let's go do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's a Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. Boy. It's funny, right?
Sure. Sure. You know, last word here for the moment on this grease man thing that we were kind of talking about.
Yeah.
I don't see why, if the guy's out there, Doug, if you're out there, you know, contact us. I don't think CBS would be pissed if we brought, ideally, this would be the best thing maybe for Doug Tracht. Would be if we were to offer him a platform where he could maybe come in on our show and take over for a couple of breaks to kind of show people in the markets that we broadcast to, and also those listening on the internet, that there's a guy who's got some talent, who's got some passion for the industry, needs a chance. I mean, really, so many radio stations now being voice tracked, and the talent that's on radio is just ridiculous. We got like 17-year-old boys all pretending that they're Marky Mark. He brings it. He used to bring it. Maybe he could bring it again.
Sure he could.
Sure.
It would be great if we could give him the opportunity.
Love to do that.
That's nice. All I'm saying. It would be nice to just say, you know, hey, Grease Man, come rap with us for a couple of breaks. Then take a couple of breaks over, and let's see if that moves the needle at all for you.
Yeah, and we can do what we were doing before, but we'll be doing it live. We'll be looking at him. I hope, but he has to keep his shirt on.
Yes,
if he comes back in.
No, I would say the opposite, Mike.
Only completely nude.
Have the shirt off.
Completely nude.
Anyway, maybe we can work on that. Maybe we can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I know that we did not give away $1,000 today,
right?
Or yesterday. I'm sorry, and we've not given away that $1,000 today. So we have $2,000 to give away.
Wow!
Before the end of today's show,
that is serious money.
And Rob has some lame-o guests coming up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, the other thing the Grease Man got in trouble was when he called National Airport for a one-way ticket to the 14th Street Bridge, right?
No, that's
wrong. Disc jockey.
That's the urban legend about Howard, and Howard never really even did that.
Who?
Right, who exactly?
Who he?
Thank you.
Thank you very hard.
Right.
And it's not a lame guess that Rob has. It actually comes, speaking of radio friends, it comes on a recommendation from our buddies Hefe and Dubs.
Yes. Ah.
They're down in the middle of Florida, right? Aren't they like Tampa?
Are they down in Tampa?
How long have you been asking me for a Chinese prophet?
Oh, a prophet.
So yes. Anyway, yeah.
That he will really tell us, he will see the future for us.
He is a prophet. He is the second coming, and he has written the third testament, and his name is Yichen Butterchrist.
You mean he thinks he's the second coming of Christ?
He knows he is.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. And from what I hear, he has a dynamite accent.
I love that.
He's very fun to talk to.
Yeah, we find out all things come up in future.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to ask Rob if maybe he'd ever, if he knows if Grease Man has any birthmarks or anything, or maybe even...
identifying traits.
Yeah, yeah. Since he knows so much else about
him. I got it, because he knows so much about him. Like if he's got a mark on his penis like Michael Jackson does.
Curves left or
Rob,
right.
Rob, do you have any intimate information on Doug?
There is a small strawberry-colored birthmark on his Bombays. But right, nothing on his fuselage.
You got very, very close to his Bombays.
I did. We bet the Bombays.
Stop it, Rob. Get away. We got to stop. We got to remember, Evel Knievel's dead.
That yes, right, yes, God. He is. He has passed. He has left us a great daredevil.
We got to think about what he meant.
The greatest
daredevil in the world.
Let's listen to Matthew McConaughey, speaking of shirtless, eulogizing Evel Knievel.
Good. Go figure.
No, don't ask the
Oh, hold on. That's Regis.
That's Regis shirtless.
Hi, I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Hold on. That's Regis. But here's Matthew McConaughey at Evel Knievel's funeral.
So we're here today to celebrate a man who did live. He lived well, he lived hard, he lived strong, he lived full throttle. He's forever in flight now. And you know what? He doesn't have to come back down. He doesn't have to land.
Wow. Well said.
He's full throttle. That eulogy is everything Matthew McConaughey should deliver.
He's forever in flight now.
Man, so am I. I'm full throttle right now. Let me tell you something about Evel Knievel.
My bongos.
If I'm going to, I've got my little Madras shirt on here that I'm just going to unbutton down to the navel.
That was really not worth our time. Here's Tom Hanks calling somebody from the TV show Extra a pussy.
Is it really that cold for a scarf? Are you, just like the big... Is that what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Come on. You know
Anybody
what?
So what you
means.
Are going to start cursing just like Julia was doing. She came up here and I...
That's it. They beeped out Tom Hanks.
Who's the guy that's interviewing him?
Somebody from TMZ, I think.
Is it really that cold for a scarf? Are you just like the big... Is that what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Come on.
You know
Anybody
what?
Knows
so
what
you
means.
Are going to start cursing just what? Like Julia was doing. She came up here...
What did I say?
You called me the P word.
Means like weakling. I mean, like little.
Listen, these tapes are no good if they're going to beep out Tom Hanks saying pussy, and it's not.
Is that Harvey that he's talking to, Harvey Levin?
It's one of his. The guy from. I'm sorry, I said TMZ, the guy from Extra. It's Extra that beeped out Tom Hanks calling the guy a
pussy. That's no fun because we can't read the lips on radio.
Well, then I've got this one for you, Mike.
All right.
This one I have labeled just news from my best buddy, Mike.
Okay.
Got $50,000, feel like playing one hand of blackjack, come on down. Well, Caesar's Palace has always been the favorite home for high rollers, and we've had a lot of customer demand for higher limits, so we're giving them what they want.
Did you hear that? The new limit now.
What is it?
$50,000 a hand.
That's terrible.
Got $50,000, feel like playing one hand of blackjack, come on.
One hand of blackjack, $50,000, they're now accepting them.
First of all, you got the wrong guy. Yeah, that's terrible. I'll lay that down. $50,000.
That's horrible.
$50,000 on a hand of blackjack. Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Caesar's Palace and put down $50,000.
And now the Regis tape.
All right.
I know every day we got something about Regis, and there's something we can pull like...
Is that a laxative?
Right. He always says some non sequitur.
Right.
That's great.
All day!
Yeah. Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Colostomy.
Like that. But this is beautiful. The Regis and Kelly show starts today, and she is holding up pictures from the staff party.
The staff party for his show that he did not attend.
Yeah, for the Regis and Kelly staff party.
Sorry that I was, I had a prior commitment.
Now you got it. We'll give you the short version, and then you hear the tape. He doesn't go to the staff party for his own TV show because he has another one of these pissant deals.
Like a hosting deal that they want him to do on the Hallmark Channel?
And he's talking about how the Hallmark Channel is happening. And he's got a show where he's going to be introducing real American heroes.
And that's his new show on the Hallmark Channel, and then he went to dinner with them afterwards.
And that's why he couldn't go to his own staff party.
The Big Boss.
Right.
And he had a picture of the Big Boss kissing him. I guess the big CEO of the Hallmark Channel.
Of the Hallmark Channel.
Uh-huh. Anyway. Number 5 channel in cable.
Yeah, by whose counter he
just, exactly.
Here he is.
No, last fall I said yes to Henry Schleif over at the Hallmark cable channel, which is doing quite well, incidentally. Mm-hmm. He wanted to have a show with heroes, you know, people who do good things for other people, which we have done with great success on this show.
Yes.
The New York Post.
You host the Post
That's right,
medal,
every year. And I noticed CNN is doing it. And mm-hmm. Look, you can't get enough television with people doing good things for other people. So that's what we're going to do on the Hallmark.
That's terrific.
So it was announced last night. Now, I committed to that. And, of course, I couldn't get to Gelman's situation.
Well, that's great,
situation.
Though.
Situation.
Wow. Situation.
I couldn't get over to that situation you had. I was at a party, and I'm sorry I was not able to attend your situation.
Uh-huh. He was at a party for the other POS job that he's taken,
right.
The other factory second that he's taken,
right.
Like taking Joan Rivers' leftovers. Mm-hmm. Now some douchebag from the Hallmark Channel calls him up.
Hey, and, Regis, listen, I'm 80 also, and you got to host this thing for me. You really do.
Oh, but gosh, I got my staff potty tonight.
Oh, come on. You can avoid that situation and come over. And listen, afterwards, we're offering you the hosting gig, but you're going to have dinner with some of the executives.
What's the rating on the Hallmark Channel?
I don't know. We're, I think, number 5 in cable. It's doing very well.
Number 5 in cable.
Doing very well, Regis, and we'd like you to come skip that other situation and come over there. You've got Kelly, don't you?
F those effers.
She'll, good, good. We'll see you at our dinner.
Wonderful thing that you're doing. But the situation continued without. Don't worry.
Did Gilman buy that?
She picked up on it, yeah.
No, so anyway, we went there, and there's this young man that I met last night from Holy Family School out in Hicksville, Long Island. Mm. He's in a wheelchair, as you can see. Mm-hmm. Name is Matt. He's a wonderful guy. He's in the fifth grade. Big fan of ours.
Ah.
And so he took out his lottery money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. So,
and is it, my first question was, is there a legitimate town called Hicksville, or did he simply say it was out in Hicksville?
And my thought was, as he shows the picture of him...
Was Regis being cruel to the boy in the wheelchair?
I don't think he's that smart.
I don't either. Right.
But I think the picture of the boy in the wheelchair was like his fallback safety.
Yeah, listen, I couldn't make it to your situation.
Here I am. Look, this kid can't use his legs.
I'm doing good here. I'm
and,
doing good.
And put it in, you know, in an auction. Mm-hmm. And so he got to come to this event last night, and it was nice meeting him, and I had a good time.
That is great.
And he'll come see our show one of these days as well.
One of these days.
One of these days. Yeah, thank you, kid.
A poor bastard's probably a Make-A-Wish kid.
Right.
And they say, well, listen, you can't go to the Regis and Kelly show.
Not during the holidays. We're jammed up with tickets, but sometime maybe in the spring.
But how, listen, Bobby, I know that you have inoperable head cancer, but how would you like to go to meet Regis at the Hallmark Channel?
Listen, I'd love to stick around, but I'm going out to dinner with Mr. Schleibhorn or whoever it is.
Mommy, this man wants to have his picture taken with me.
Quick, give me a photo op. I'm going to show this on the show to justify my skipping of the Gilman situation.
Henry Schleif there kissing up to me as only he can, and and well, he should.
Regis and Henry got a little action last night.
After the show, after the event last night, we all went to dinner at Valbella downtown, which was
nice.
Just packed with people.
Yes.
And that's the part
down
where
at Valbella. You know Valbella.
I'm screaming at the TV, not literally, but I'm going, hold on a second. You're so unpolished that you skip out on the party, for the TV show that you're the star of.
Your party.
And you skip out.
It's the TV show that starts with his name.
You skip out to go to be with a party for some POS TV show. And even after you get done with the publicity, you still could have made it back to make an appearance.
Well, I really thought it was important to go with Mr. Schleib and go to Valhalla or whatever the hell it is.
And have dinner.
Valpolo.
Have dinner.
Valmetto. Valderrama.
Imagine,
Val Kilmer.
Can you imagine if you work on that staff and you were at that party last night? Let's say that you bring your spouse and it's a big deal, right? Hey, guess what? Is Regis going to be there? And Kelly. Everybody.
They're going to be here momentarily. Or do you think that they party hardier when they find out he's not going to be there? Do you think they get really loaded at that point? Because there were a lot of shots of them. She was showing photos of them with booze and all that. But I don't think Regis is like that. I don't think Regis comes in and he's the big taskmaster. He just comes in and he's the celebrity, right? He's probably the celebrity to the staff.
She was busted his balls a lot today about only working 1 hour a day and only working 3 days a week.
4 hours a week. She was giving him a hard time. But he is going to a 3-day work week next year, and it's not. And it sounds to me seriously like he's not doing it because he's going to rest after his bypass operation.
No.
He's doing it and, like, taking every single crumb they're throwing him every day now. Every
what
day.
Is that? There's something on the ABC Family Channel? I'll do it!
Sure, of course. Hallmark, all right, kiss me, Mr. Schleib. Let's go to Ballerina. Let's go to that lovely restaurant.
And, you know, he was breaking Gilman's heart.
You had to know of course.
You got to know that hotline was ringing last night. Where are you, Regis?
I'm sensing on that show a little bit of mutiny, a little rebellion, because they seem to love busting his chops about the fact that he's not going to be there on a regular basis, that he's not going to be there. And, you know, the loudest one, when she makes the joke about, you know, you're 1 hour 4 days a week, the loudest laughter you hear is coming from Gilman.
Right.
And I would imagine Gilman was probably pissed. You know, you're going off to your other gig. And you're not showing up.
Do you think now, let's face it, for years, Gilman has been, you know, manipulating Regis.
Like a puppet.
In more than one way.
Sure.
Do you think now.
Digitally.
Do you think now he sits down with Kelly Ripa and says, okay, listen, I got to make a deal with the devil with you like I did with Regis.
I don't think there's any doubt that that's probably happening
there
right
now. There is no doubt that his days on this earth are numbered. And I'm telling you, I'm going to put you and your Hispanic husband on TV, and this is going to be a beautiful marriage that's going to last for a long time because you're going to appeal to an entirely different demographic. But what we must do is we must keep it in our pants, Kelly. We cannot give the old man a hard time about taking time off. We cannot point out his age spots or how he forgets what day of the week it is.
This is probably a result of, I mean, really, if you're thinking about it, this is Regis coming to the company and saying, listen, after the bypass, they told me I've got to slow down. So he's got to slow down, and then he comes back on the show after his day off on Monday and says, hey, the Oscars have asked me to host the red carpet show.
Or.
And I'm going up to Niagara Falls with Joy to do our stage show.
Or is it the opposite? Is it ABC saying.
Do you think they're phasing him out?
Hey, you know, Regis, all this stuff you read the tabloids the last couple of years before your heart attack, we were going to phase you out.
Mm-hmm.
How about we save face and you only work 3 days a week?
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be fine. I'll show them then. And then he has that reaction. I'll show them. I'm going to take every crappy gig in television. I'll be anchoring the local Channel 7 news in New York City.
Don't forget, he also did America's Got Talent.
Right. Yeah.
And he also, for 1 year.
Did Millionaire.
And he was the host of the Fox Dick Clark show. Not the Dick Clark, but whatever they did on
the
Fox.
New Year's Eve. Right.
1 year he did that.
He probably will be. Is he going to be back for that? Or is that exclusively a Seacrest deal?
He
now?
Does the Christmas parade at Walt Disney World every year on TV.
The first year he replaced Dick Clark, then they put him, he counter-programmed against Dick and Ryan Seacrest. Uh-huh. So I think he'll probably be back on this year.
You know, I'd love to know more. I mean, because he is a fascinating television personality. I'd love to know what's going on behind the scenes. I truly would love to know exactly what's happening with Regis Philbin. Because there's a lot going on, and you're hearing it come to the surface a little bit, especially about the fact that, hey, 3 days a week, and she seems to be mentioning it more than anybody else.
The main thing that's going on is he's an idiot. That's the main thing.
And her, listen, honey, here's my advice. Eat a sandwich!
Oh, yeah.
A little thin.
A little bit.
Oh, she is.
A little Celine Dion-ish. Mm-hmm.
You know, and really, I mean, I know she'll never do it, but boy, you know how you could make that show?
Mommy Boobies.
The hottest thing in the world, really. And
implants.
It doesn't have to be a big deal. I mean, she could get implants the size of lemons.
Get her A's.
Yeah.
Seriously.
If you're going to go through the exercise.
What I'm saying,
well,
though,
she's a tiny woman anyway.
What I'm saying is on her, A's would appear to be B's.
You're probably right.
She is so tiny. She is so.
If they got her, because she's almost concave.
She's concave. That's the word I was going to use as well.
She is. She's
indentations.
Almost.
Indentations.
Wouldn't that be something? And you know, and how about just bringing the listeners, I mean, the viewers along for the ride?
Don't you think that, I know what Kelly Ripa's chest looks like.
Really?
You know when you go to the movie theater and you say, oh, I need one of those trays to carry the drinks.
Oh, the cardboard tray.
You know those cardboard trays? And they have the part down there where you put the glass in.
Right.
When it turns around like a Madonna bra, that's what her boobs look like. Except they're pushed around going the other way.
A little inward. Who's the actor that was in Fargo? He played the skinny guy in Fargo.
You mean the guy that's married to the girl from Desperate Housewives?
And he was
William
also,
H. Macy.
No. It was Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
That's Kelly Ripa's chest. You could take Kelly. You could take Steve Buscemi.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't looking for William H. Macy. He would be close. No, but you take Steve Buscemi's shirt off and you take Kelly's shirt off, you'd have the same chest.
I'm telling you, without the hair,
and a little bit of hair you pluck off.
He's probably got more than she does.
Yeah, probably just a little bit on top there. Yeah. But it's really, I tell you, I know it's objectifying women, but man, you're talking about looking at a woman who could use just that little. She'd be great with cleavage.
Look at the clips of the 5 or 6 years she's been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's lost so much weight. She's so much into this regimen.
She's totally in the fitness thing.
The arms. It's. Mm-hmm. I mean, like. She could be hired as an extra in Schindler's List.
Wow.
Seriously, she is
so emaciated.
Goddamn skinny.
She really, really is. And all you have to do is just give her and you're right, I think A's. What would they look like? I mean, that would be seriously like a little hacky sack. Like
little pretty perky A's with nice, soft, ruby nipples.
But see, my feeling is, if you're going to do the procedure,
nice little pinkies,
you go all the way with it.
Oh, but then she looks like Morgana.
You give her the Pamela Anderson.
No, you don't make her into a freak show. You just give her.
And
enough
then she sits there, comes out with the white shirts that she, say. I don't know how Pamela Anderson does it with her fake boobs. The way she has that one white shirt she wears, where it's unbuttoned almost to the navel, and it appears that the shirt is glued to her cleavage?
I believe that's how it's done, just like yeah. J-Lo with that dress that she wore.
You think it's an adhesive type situation?
They got the backwards tape on.
Double-sided tape.
God, you're cute. Hey, look at you.
And do it before he, you know, retires completely or kicks the bucket. You know, really do it so he can react. Because, I mean, the whole thing is going to be,
all right, well, it's the big reveal. Here she whoa, whoa, look at them.
What if he was
look
like,
at those.
What if he's like Michael Scott on The Office? Well, that chick got her boobs.
Whoa.
Either way, they're phasing out Regis. And,
yeah.
And
but don't bring in any of the other guest hosts. If you're phasing out Regis, bring somebody in.
God bless him. He's holding on. His talons are barely holding on to showbiz. He's mm-hmm. on the Hallmark Channel now.
Mm-hmm. Liking all these jobs that he's getting and blowing off his own people's Christmas party. I mean, you know, it's one thing if it was the ABC Christmas party, but right. No, this is the Regis party that I'm sure Gelman did all the decorating for.
I'm sure. Yeah,
man, sure, he worked very hard putting up the Christmas decorations.
And all the games.
Mm-hmm. Talking about pomposity. Will Smith's movie opens this weekend.
Wow. I do want to see it, though.
And my God, is he full of himself.
What we try to do is make a small character movie that's really about just a guy who's like having a really bad situation and then put it in the big blockbuster package. So if it, you know, the type of movie that people will go out and see in big numbers and enjoy, but there's also an artistic performance at the center. So it seems like it's going down that line. So we'll see what happens.
Does it seem like that Big Willie? Are you moving a Big Willie style?
Oh, God. You know, I always forget.
Why don't you talk about how only you and Tom Cruise can relate to each other because you're such huge movie stars, and only you guys can understand each other's personal situation.
And their wives going through the same thing when Jada calls Katie, you know, because they can commiserate about what their husbands do.
And now here's Will Smith about starting his own school.
You know, we started off probably, Jaden is 9 now, so we started homeschooling when he was about 4.
Right.
And, you know, just there, I've traveled around the world. I've been to schools in South Africa and Mozambique, been sure. to schools in Israel and around the world, and there are specific ideas that, you know, I just think that are important in the way that we educate. So I just think that our educational system's lagging a little bit behind, so I want to build a prototype.
So now Will Smith,
he's going to start a school system
because he's traveled and he's seen the best schools, mm-hmm. and he's Will Smith, god damn it,
right? And he's going to, let me see if I got this straight, Will Smith will be replacing the public school system in America.
He's gonna be making his own schools, Mike.
He's gonna be building his own schools.
He'll be the fresh principal.
I'm looking forward to that. Okay. I'm glad he understands, because really in most cases parents just don't understand. I didn't know his kid was homeschooled. I had no idea. Is that the kid that was in...
Only in the summertime.
Yes. Oh, okay. In the summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah. Oh,
and down in Miami.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Going to Miami. And, of course, he also lives in the Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild. Wiki Wild Wild West.
Oh, Mike, would you stop getting jiggy with
it? I truly... you know, maybe secretly, we love Will Smith's mm-hmm. music.
Maybe we really do.
And I'm going to go see that movie because the movie looks like it's going to be a good movie.
It's a remake of a vampire movie. Am I wrong about that?
I just wish, like, Tom Cruise, all those guys, can't somebody counsel the big stars? We know you're big stars. Everybody knows you're big stars. Don't act like big stars. And don't tell us you're a big star. We don't. Right. We already know. We
he
really
can't help
already.
It.
He can't help it.
He
yes,
can't help it.
I
Mike.
Think he can if he gets the right direction.
I'm Big Willie.
He's not going to help himself hanging around Tom Cruise.
Everybody love me. I'm on Good Morning America. This is how he was today. I'm Will Smith. Look at me.
Yeah.
Want to take a picture with me? I'll smile with everybody. Yeah. Hi, I'm Will Smith. I'm boundless energy. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about my movie. I make blockbusters that everyone can go see. I'm a Smith in a picture. You're crazy, woo!
It's an artistic film within a blockbuster.
That's right.
So that's the best of us. So what he's saying to us, this is read between the lines, Will Smith, and this is the way he's thinking. I can both do a box office smash, which will keep the money coming in,
and
be nominated for an Oscar at the same time.
Right.
I'm very happy for him.
It's a perfect movie.
Very, very happy. More reason that, you know, between that and Regis hosting the red carpet show on the Oscars, I'm hoping the writer's strike continues.
Forever.
Screw the Oscars and the Golden Globes.
Oh, Reg, come on, Reg. I'm Will.
Hey.
You're talking about my woman, Reg.
You're Big Willie. When are you coming on the show, Big Will Smith? When will you be on the Regis and Kelly show? What day? What day are you planning on coming by?
Have you picked a day yet?
A day you're not there, Reeves!
Okay, one of the three. Come on, join me on one of the three that I'll be working.
If it's not me!
Come and join me on the Hallmark Channel.
I'm starting to school.
I can't figure this cell phone out. How about that? Everybody's clamoring for him to come work. I can't figure out the buttons.
All right. I know the Chinaman, the guy that claims that he is
the prophet.
He is the new man. Mm-hmm. He's the new guy.
The second coming.
We'll talk to him live from Florida when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Honey, I'm home! She must be at the market.
Wow, Uncle, this place is huge.
3,000 square feet. If I brought it back to Hong Kong, I'd be set for life. Oh, yes, look at my pictures. See, I have pictures of everyone here, the whole family. And your father is here, too. He's winning a tournament again. In those days, he won every tournament there was, like you do now. We were inseparable, but I decided to come to America and stayed almost 30 years. Oh, I missed my family. Tell you what, I'll get ready, and we'll go down to the market. And you can meet your future auntie there, okay?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong,
Kyung. Hi, Kyung. Good moves. You're number one.
Kyung is a Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, shouldn't you be in school?
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Right.
Absolutely.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's see. We're going to be talking now. On the Newsmaker hotline to Y Chen, Buddha Christ.
Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, sir?
Y Chen?
Or is it Y Chen?
Y Chen.
Y Chen Buddha Christ.
Y Chen Buddha Christ.
Buddha Christ. Well, hi, my name is Don, and this is my buddy Mike.
How do you do, Y Chen?
Good. How are you doing?
We doing fine. Don't mind telling you that we are borrowing from our buddies, Hefe, our friend. Alex Hefe has a radio show.
Right.
And I guess has had you on his radio show and recommended you as a great guest.
Because you are, you say you are the second coming of Christ?
I'd say that's the second boy prophesied in the Bible. Book of Revelation, chapter 12, 5.
Listen, let's cut right to it. Are you Jesus or not?
Are you the Son of God?
We're all children of God. The difference is whether you are enlightened or not.
Are you enlightened?
Yes, I am.
And how does one gain enlightenment?
Through the meditation and through the spiritual meditation experience.
And can you, for people that might not understand who you are, you say Buddha Christ, and then your website says Second Coming. Does that mean that you are like our Savior?
Are you Jesus come back?
Depends on the definition of second coming. Actually, in the Bible, there's a prophecy, there's two events some people consider as the second coming. One event is a prophecy in the book of Revelation chapter 12, and that's the second boy prophecy in the Bible. There's a two boy prophecy in the Bible.
Hold on, I have a question for you. Excuse me for a second. I'm just running with this, so bear with me.
Uh-huh.
General Chow chicken, orange chicken. What's the difference besides the peanuts? Go.
They're all chicken. Different way to cook it, right?
Well tell me what's...
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the
Hold
difference?
Hold on a second. General Chow's chicken and
orange chicken.
Neither one of them has peanuts.
Hey, he's right, Don.
Kung Pao chicken
right.
has
Kung
peanuts.
Kung Pao chicken.
Only Kung Pao chicken.
Are you trying to confuse our guests?
No, I'm trying to ask him now. Please tell me the difference. Thank you, Mike, between those three different varieties. Kung Pao, General Chow, and orange chicken. What's the difference?
The taste. Kung Pao chicken has
a
spicy.
The taste. The taste is correct. Hey, you are the second coming.
Thank you.
What's it
but
like?
It depends on the people. The thing is, I want to clarify one thing here is about the Second Coming. A lot of people thinking about Second Coming is about Final Judgment. But
do me a favor. Hold on. Just say for me, I love Lucy.
Hello? What?
Would you just
repeat after Don, please?
Say, I love Lucy.
Oh, I saw that show. I love Lucy. That's a good show.
Oh, hey, did a good job. Good. Hey, it says you're a prophet. Can you tell the future? Can you tell us something that's going to come up in the future?
I can only cover what's in the Bible, prophesied in the Bible. That's
what does the Bible say about how long you're going to last on this show today?
That's not significant enough to be mentioned in the Bible. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Bible. About how long it'll last, but it's just not there in the Bible. No.
But are you
the Bible? What Bible prophesy is some significant events in the history.
Is anything happening right now that we should be aware of that means that the world's going to blow up or anything like that?
The only danger is Iran and the nuclear program. That's
well, I mean, I could learn that looking at the Wall Street Journal, for God's sake.
I'm looking in the Bible right now, and I'm finding you in the Bible. Here's what it says.
Boring.
Hold on, let me turn that on the next page.
Boring. Boring.
All right, so you wrote
look at the Bible.
Hey, wait, I got a question I can ask him. I have a question
there
I can ask him.
There is a war in Iraq. Okay. To prophesy
this
in the Bible.
We'll turn it around. Are you ready for this question?
Yeah.
Yi Chen.
Yes.
Can you fly?
Not with my physical body.
You can't. You can't levitate or anything like that?
No.
All right, Fuji.
It's not about a supernatural phenomenon. It's more about a spiritual phenomenon and the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God.
Fuji, you claim
my mission here.
Fuji, you said you wrote the Third Testament. What does it say?
The Third Testament?
Yeah, have you obviously gotten word from God if you've written a Third Testament?
Yes.
Okay, what has he said? What's coming? What's coming? What do we need to know?
The coming, actually, this is like a birth pain period for the new era of peace and wisdom. That's
can
my
you?
Future in front of us.
Hey, sounds like you said peace and wisdom. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Can you clean the ring around my collar?
He gets the joke. He gets the joke.
Yeah.
Is God Chinese?
He better not be.
The spirit of Christ is within me. That's to bring out the word of God. I'm more focusing on the word of God rather than...
No, God has to look like Santa Claus.
The word of God. I got a suit in the car. The God has to look like Santa.
God looks like Santa in a business suit.
No, like Santa in a white robe.
God also may look like Frasier Crane in the X-Men movie.
Yes, I'm listening.
Except
you mean all blue?
Yeah, except he would be white. That manimal thing, half man, half animal.
Can you turn water into wine? Yi-Chen, can you turn water into wine?
I don't have to repeat all the miracles Jesus have done.
Have you done? Have you performed any miracles yourself?
Well, you've stayed on the air for 5 minutes with us.
That's a miracle.
Have you performed any miracles, Yi-Chen? Buddha
no.
Christ.
Rob Spiewak writes.
It's not here. My job is not to perform a miracle. I give you an example. There is a relationship between Elijah and John the Baptist. According to Scripture, John the Baptist also has the spirit and power of Elijah, but John Baptist never performed.
Did you go to Rice University?
Like Elijah has performed. That's the difference.
Can you give
what
me some?
What I'm trying to tell you is, I bring in the Spirit of God with the new revelation of God.
That is amazing. Can you get me firecrackers?
Pardon?
Can you get me firecrackers?
Oh, firecrackers!
In this state, they are illegal.
What?
I already asked him to do the I Love Lucy thing.
Yeah, he passes with flying colors.
I was baiting him.
Yeah, but it's not going to work because Don already did it with him.
Do you have a big dragon head on?
No, why should I have a big dragon head?
Well, it's almost New Year's, isn't it?
When is the Chinese New Year?
Chinese New Year for next year will be
February
7th.
I figured it out. Is this like a gag? Is the gag on us? Is this that guy from Heroes?
No, it's not.
Are you kidding me? I love that guy. Is this that guy? Are you that guy?
That guy.
No, I'm not.
I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna say that you were like the second coming of Jesus Christ.
I'm that second boy prophesied in the Bible.
The second boy prophesied in the Bible.
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble? Good question.
A young George George Takei?
No.
Or are you more Jackie Chan-ish?
All right, maybe you can say that.
A little Jackie Chan?
Okay, Chinese, right?
That's a good question, Rob. Do you do your own stunts? Yi Chen, do you do your own stunts?
Do what?
Do you do your own stunts?
I don't perform any action movie or something. Ah. I don't. It's about the word of God, not about any physical miracles.
Yeah. What's for supper tonight?
Pardon?
Hope it's not your last supper.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
Just a regular dinner.
Will you use a knife and a fork?
Or chopsticks?
There you go. Chopsticks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where do you preach from, Yi Chen?
Preach from, our mainstay is in the Salt Lake City now.
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Who are you going to vote for president?
Whoever you guys vote for.
I vote for Hillary.
Hillary Clinton. I'll be going with Barack Obama.
Mitt Romney.
Okay.
He's a Lorman.
I know he is.
Okay.
Latter-day Saints.
What are you wearing right now?
Just a regular suit.
Uh-huh. Are you wearing a tie?
He is a Republican. Republican.
R-E-O-P. Your suit, is it red satin?
No. Did you guys wearing suits in the studio?
Yes.
Can you
are shirtless like Grease Man.
Can you throw Death Stars?
What?
Quick, name all of the Teenage Mutant Turtles. Go.
I think
who was the name? Who was the name of the Japanese guy on McHale's Navy?
Good one.
Oh, come on. It's Fuji.
All right. Repeat after me. Nobody bothers me.
Okay.
Say it.
Nobody bothers me. Huh?
All right. Try this one. Me so horny.
So I thought this show is talking about some karma, right?
Some comment?
Karma. About karma.
Karma.
Yes, bad karma.
Yeah.
Yes. Now
it's filled with bad. This show is bad karma.
Repeat after me. Anything you want.
What you try to say?
Sucky sucky. Tubuku. You are Tubuku.
How close are you to the Great Salt Lake?
20 miles.
Is that where you keep your junk?
What?
Your big Chinese boat.
Oh, you mean the junk like a junk ship?
Yeah. You know.
God, that's a good one, Rob. That's a really good one. Well.
Like in the harbor at Beijing and whatnot.
I really don't know how our friend Alex managed to have you on his radio show.
I think we know where we'll get our recommendations from in the future.
Right.
I've got one other question for you, Yi Chen. Can you fry a whole fish?
Pardon?
Don't worry about it.
Crispy fried fish.
Crispy fried fish.
Don't cook it on your junk, though.
Delicious, the junk boat.
You have anything?
A sandpan.
Something about karma or something?
Do
That's
not forget, Confucius
for.
Say, man who eat jelly bean in bed have multicolored thoughts.
All right, give us a prediction for the future of the world.
Confucius say, man who eat cracker in bed have crummy children.
Yi Chen?
Yes?
Predict something. The future. What's going to happen in the future?
Go.
What's going to happen?
Yes. Yeah. Don't answer a question
people,
with a question.
We are hanging up on you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Why do they call them egg rolls? There's no egg in there.
There might be egg in the wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still there?
I'm talking to Jesus,
Mike. Oh, I'm
Mike.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
That's Yi Chen Buddha Christ.
Oh, he's gone.
Hey, who do you like at the Patriots game this weekend, Jesus?
He's gone.
He is gone. I think he's gone.
I was going to ask him about the beckoning cats.
And he could have at least given him a tough game to pick.
That's true. Well, there he goes.
Wow.
There he
goes. Eat Jen Buddha Christ.
All right, listen. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? I think what's good, though, is that you give credit before the interview. Uh-huh. That's the thing. You give credit. You know what? Because we're not responsible.
That's right.
You gave all the credit before the interview.
It's out of our hands.
Yeah, but still, that sucked. That was awful. I'm sorry. It's really bad.
Well, probably Dubs had something to do with it.
He must come in now, and he must get something tattooed on himself.
Yeah, he has to get a tattoo.
All right, well, screw that, Buzz.
Yes. I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yesterday, you got gypped and gypped and gypped on your time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I predict we will have news from godless heathen.
This shall not happen today. However, first...
We have some money to give
but
away.
But
first, we got the money. Where's the thing with the sound? Where's the thing there? Sure, boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You mean like the Good Millionaire sound?
Yeah, where's that thing with that...
I love that music. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Dramatic music.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ten callers right now. We'll start with call 100. Everybody gets $100.
Oh, very good.
At 877-365-3636. We'll find the music. We'll pay you for listening to that awful last segment.
I say happy hurry day!
And I am not going to call back Alex tonight! That guest suck!
He will be calling you, okay? He will call you often. How was that, Don? You tell him a suck. It's sucky sucky.
And what is it that he said? He said that we'll love him because the guy's got
a
such
thick Chinese accent.
Mm-hmm. We'll love him. Well,
didn't even really have a thick Chinese accent.
It was just a thick
when
Chinese
Don gave him the Lucy test. I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Dial now. Dial recklessly. We'll start with caller 100, and our first 10 callers each get $100 because we're giving away $1,000. Every day. Tomorrow we'll play a game to do it. If we did that now, we would blow off the news and then Buzz would go ballistic.
But I do know what the show going forward, I know what the show needs right now.
What's that?
We need more Calgon.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Dial recklessly, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm horny, you're horny.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz.
Yeah.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, no, that's very good. You know what's not good is Paula Deen.
We get some tickle sometimes at each other that I literally just wet my pants.
Wow. Baby.
You're a goddamn genius.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Here we go.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Time for the news hour with Buzz Girdley.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yes, he is. But Feist.
Feist.
Find those touchstones, please, Rob. And let's give away some cash.
All right.
Everyone likes money. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
My name's Lee.
Lee, where are you from?
I'm calling from beautiful downtown Portland, Maine.
Enjoy $100, my friend. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Lee.
Thanks for listening to that last crap segment we had.
Hey, we did everything with that segment we could.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling in for one of the 10 callers.
You are one of them, and what's your name?
My name is Rich from Sacramento.
From Sacramento. $100, Rich.
100 Buddha Christ dollars for you.
I will spend it like a Christ.
Thank you for not changing the station. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello.
You're
on the
air. Am I the big wiener?
Yes, one of them. What's your name?
Rob.
Where are you from, Rob?
Spokane.
$100 for you. Thanks for listening to that junk with the Chinese guy.
Hey, it was very entertaining. Yeah,
all right, be loud and spend it.
Pretty awful. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Todd.
Where are you from, my friend?
Sacramento.
Are you okay, sir?
I'm fine.
This $100 will go a long way towards your voice box. Would you like to play a game?
Hi there. How are you? $100 for you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our awful show. Just the last segment.
Yes, it's been a very, very good show. It was Yi Chen Buddha Christ.
He just can't trust those people.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi, who is this?
This is Brad from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Brad, enjoy your $100, and thanks for suffering through that last segment with us.
Albuquerque.
Thank you.
So there's some money that actually did go to Albuquerque today. It's a good thing.
Anybody been counting? How many of these we've been on?
I have not been counting. No. Do we know?
Once you get them all on hold.
Yes, well, I don't know what's on hold and what's not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, am I one of the lucky callers?
Yes, you are. Yes, what's your name, my friend?
My name is Dan.
Where are you calling from, Dan?
Spokane, Washington.
Beautiful. Thanks for listening to that last bad segment.
Buy a lot of internet time with that, Dan.
Hold on a second. Three more to go.
Four more.
So much money. Hello, John and Mike Show. What's your name?
Jason Horsch.
Where are you from, Jason?
Wichita, Kansas.
Beautiful.
I love it. We're sending this money all over the country.
Spreading it around.
Get your $100. Thanks very much for listening to The Chinaman.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, fam.
Yi Chen Buddha Christ.
Three more winners. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, all right. How's it going?
100 Rick D's hot cash dollars for you.
Woo!
All right. Thank you.
If you had $100, could you?
Would you? Nibble-rific. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Where are you calling from?
Rochester, New York.
Grab Chester, check it in.
All right.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
This is Beth from Wichita.
Is this Gladys Kravitz?
I'll give it away, I promise. I won't keep a penny of it.
You know what, Gladys?
Technically, we have to
win.
Give it to her.
Yeah.
Technically, you win the money, Gladys. You get to keep it.
And I'll give every penny away, I promise.
Why don't you just buy me that gift that Mike destroyed?
Well, screw that. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Gladys, listen up. Listen up. Hold on.
Oh, you bastard, Mike. He still is breaking that.
Hey, Gladys, keep the money. It's the holidays.
Hold on, Gladys. Buy yourself some Vagisil. Is that it? I think that's
all 10. Keep the money, you old cow.
There you go. 10 winners, $100 each.
I like doing that. That was fun.
Yeah.
And it made up totally for each end Buddha Christ.
Tomorrow, we'll play a game, and we'll give away another $1,000.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Are you listening, Christy?
Now, news, comments. Here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
The state of TV has gotten so bad, the Television Critics Association is canceling its annual January meeting. And normally, network executives flock to this convention to promote their upcoming shows to the hundreds of TV reporters and critics from the U.S. and Canada who usually attend.
Well, who is that chick from the Post going to write to then in her very nose-in-the-air, royal English wee type? She writes better than
everybody
else.
I think it's, without question, the worst man-about-town column in the United States. It is so elitist. It's beyond elitist.
Lisa DeMora. Is that the chick's name?
Lisa DeMora writes the TV column.
Yeah, I'm talking about Roxanne and what's her name.
That's the reliable source.
I hate that column.
Yeah.
The chick that writes the TV column.
Lisa DeMora is her name, right.
For the Washington Post, I believe, is based in Los Angeles, and she loves writing stuff like, Dear Diary, this is the story of the reporters who cover TV and the executives who lie to us as we sit and eat their food.
Just being totally cynical throughout. And she's that way all the time.
Yeah.
Snarky. But this year,
right. That bitch!
Yeah, right. But this year, broadcasters.
And I bet she's got the stinky pinky, too.
Yeah, and she's chewing on it.
I agree.
You.
This year, the broadcasters and cable execs have been unwilling to commit to the Critics Convention because of budget cutbacks and the uncertainty caused by the writer's strike. The meetings usually happen twice a year in January and July. They will try again next summer.
You know, what's a critics convention like? Like you come out of dinner and somebody says, that was a really good steak.
No, it wasn't.
And the person says, yeah, right.
Hey, you know, last night I happened to be late enough, in case you're wondering who watches the end of the Falcons and whatever game that was.
Well, you don't even remember the game. That's how good it was.
You know what it was last night? Last night was a rerun game.
Yeah, listen, were you watching the NFL Network?
Yeah.
Wow. And you watched the game in its entirety?
Yeah, they reran.
You are a fan. Wow.
Maybe it was the Cowboys game. Well, it's pretty good. They chop it up into 90 minutes.
Okay, so you're actually, and you get all, you don't get any of the extraneous crap.
None of the crap. Right. It's just all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now I totally have a brain fart about what we were talking
about.
You were
staying up watching something very late.
Thank you. And watching this game last night, turned it off, turned on the Letterman show for a moment.
Uh-huh.
They're done running current reruns.
Right.
They reran a show from 1996.
Now, see, that would interest me if they're going back
right.
that far.
And it did. I watched it for a second. But Letterman, I've grown used to the creepy way he looks now.
Yeah, think the
right.
hair.
Like, yeah, think back like this was 1996, 11 years ago.
He was still a little bit coiffed at that point.
He was starting to lose it. And it was really one of those episodes. They must have selected it because he was so out of his gourd with non sequiturs left and right. And
a lot of drumming. A lot of angry drumming.
You know how when Letterman gets a catchphrase and it's like, and he said it was my eye. And like he'll just be talking about, on the show tonight we'll have Charlie Rose, Janet Jackson, and he said it was my eye.
Like a monkey on a rock.
Like the audience doesn't really know whether to laugh or not.
Right, because he's frightening, actually.
The point is, pretty interesting.
That's good to go back, and I wish they'd go back even further. I think that would get more viewership if they made it almost like a time capsule.
Agreed.
Letterman's reruns are beating Leno's, although late-night viewership's down overall, and although Letterman's lost about $5 million, personally, lost about $5 million in wages so far, people have been switching from NBC to CBS to see the shows they missed the first time. Letterman's audience is down 21% right now. Leno's audience is down 40%.
You know, one of the things about this writer's strike that I'm realizing now, this is tremendously cumulative, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is going to be, it's already, they've screwed things for a very long period of time.
Through the summer, for sure.
Without rebounding, mm-hmm. and it's going to suck.
Who's the boss is taped before a live studio audience.
That's, I want to see him go back to that era, too.
Yeah.
Danza. The young Danza.
And yeah, I have to say that I'm guilty of this NFL Network thing where they cut the games down to 90 minutes and they run them in high def. And
ooh, really?
They leave out all the garbage. And sometimes if you're watching this game, it'll say, 3rd and 1, we cut out 2 plays where they ran for 0 yards.
Oh, that's great, too, that they edited that much.
Yeah, and plus I was watching that channel last night. I know it's not a huge story, but what a Nimrod that guy for the Atlanta Falcons is.
The owner?
The coach.
All right.
The guy that quit last night.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the game on Monday night. And during the game, Arthur Blank is saying this guy gets a free pass for the whole year.
Right.
The coach, because of everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, Tuesday, yesterday, the coach goes in, quits, doesn't say anything to the team,
mm-hmm.
gets on an airplane, and goes to Alabama or whatever school it is that he's been hired at.
Right.
And he walked out on the team.
Just gone.
Yeah, he quit. I mean, like that, like they haven't had a tough, those players especially, the non-Michael Vick players that have suffered because of this whole season
here's the crap. Here's the guy, Bobby Petrino.
Right. Today was a day of decisions. It was difficult on one side and very easy on the other. And it was very difficult to leave Atlanta and what we had started there. It was difficult to leave the staff, the players, and the fans.
No, it wasn't because you didn't even.
So he didn't even have a team meeting and speak to any of the players?
No, he had a meeting with his assistants, and then he got in his car, and he went to the airport.
Wow. So he leaves it for the assistants to tell the players?
Yeah.
That's no class. No.
The timing of it was probably the thing that made it the most difficult.
Gee, do you think so? 4 games left in the NFL season?
That's ridiculous.
Certainly would have liked to stay and finish the season and have that all work out.
Oh, you liar.
But circumstances presented that this is what we had to do today. And I couldn't be
Queen's
more
third
happy.
Person. That's what we had to do.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the last part of it, Mike. Hold on. Here we go.
This is what we had to do today. And I couldn't be more happy about it.
Glad to hear that.
Wow.
Glad to hear that.
He's happy.
He's a bit of a stain for doing it that way.
Not that we should shed any crocodile tears for any of these pampered athletes. But seriously, these guys on the Falcons team, these poor guys, they've been through.
I mean, how abandoned do they feel right now? Their quarterback is gone, and now their head coach is gone.
And then he just friggin' walks out. Mm-hmm. At least if you're going to do that, you know the guy for Miami last year, Lou Saban,
mm-hmm.
he quit to go back to college. He lied about it during the season and said, I'm not going anywhere. Right. And then at the end, he quit.
Right.
And now everybody crucified the guy for that.
And what do you leave early for? You get a jump on recruiting? Is that what he's doing? Is that, I mean, what's the reason to leave? You don't have a football season that you have to really think about at this point.
Yes, because you're a giant pussy and you can't handle the fact that the Atlanta Falcons are like 3-10.
You said he's going to Alabama? Is he going to Auburn or Alabama?
A worse school than that. A worse school than that.
A lot of money, though.
Arkansas.
And so he's going and he's going to – it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand leaving to go backwards in your career in the middle of the season. That doesn't – it doesn't happen very often.
You know, there's three games left, dude.
Right.
You know, just hang in there for 3 weeks.
It sounds personal. Did you get that in between the lines? Something happened to the guy. I got the impression that there's something behind the scenes, either with ownership or perhaps with the team itself. Well, that he's got some personality conflicts that are involved in this decision. It sounds that way to me.
I was watching those NFL shows last night, and they were saying that everybody noticed on Monday, which was a normal – they played on Monday Night Football.
Right.
So they have meetings and stuff. They started to notice as a team that the coach wasn't at any of the meetings before their game on Monday night.
Wow.
That was a clue.
That's evil.
That was a big clue for you.
You know, I know we have the website and all, but imagine if Joe did that. You know what happened to this town if he just walked out?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to enjoy the rest of my NASCAR year.
Yibs.
So long.
Yibs.
More big effects of the TV strike when we continue.
All right, got you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Curly. What's happening?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Nice to see you not with a suit and tie on today, Buzz.
A little more comfortable today, I think.
Yay! There you go. Wearing your hemp clothes. What's happening?
That's right. Well, things have gotten so bad in this writer's strike for NBC that NBC has started refunding money, cash, to its advertisers.
Well, that's not good.
No, it isn't. The fourth-ranked networks reportedly started reimbursing advertisers an average $500,000 each.
Talk about my mama.
For not delivering the number of viewers NBC had promised.
Well, that's not good.
It has been years since a network has done this. Normally, the network offers make goods, additional free ads to make up for the shortfall in audience, but NBC has no available ad space, so it can only refund cash.
Hi!
Things are not a lot better at the other three networks. They've been handing out make goods. All the networks blame changes in the rating system for this. And although things were headed this way before the writer's strike, the strike is only making things worse.
What are the changes in the rating systems that the networks are talking about?
I don't know, but they're saying that the new ratings are not reflecting the amount of audience they feel they really have. I don't know what the technical changes are in the way the ratings are taken by Neil.
Very interesting.
I'll look into that, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
The legendary rock band Led Zeppelin performed Monday night in London for the first time.
Man, I would have loved to go to that show.
Yeah, me too. The songs remain the same, but a lot has changed. No longer does the band employ the Coke lady who kept them fueled with cocaine on their U.S. tour 34 years ago. Quoting a backstage helper from last night, they ask for caffeine-free herbal tea and sparkling water.
Oh.
No more vodka for breakfast or champagne for
We're
supper.
We're the Led Zeppelin, and we have reunited and stuff.
Medley.
Led Zeppelin. And we're playing our instruments. We have reunited. It is lots of fun for everyone. We're Led Zeppelin, yeah. Ba-ba-da, we're reunited again. And we have reunited and everybody's happy. We're Led Zeppelin, yeah.
But there is a bit of Armageddon to this, and it's that I saw a picture somewhere of Robert Plant.
Uh-huh.
Was it with Carrie Underwood?
No, Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that's it.
He's got an album with Alison Krauss.
What the frig's going on there?
I know. It's surreal. What? I haven't heard it yet.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I bet. I've heard good reviews of it.
He's still the winner, though. If you can get a full-on face shot of the way Jimmy Page looks, oh, my God.
You know, and it sounds to me they've made noise about, hey, you know, this went over so well. You think you'll tour again? And you can read between the lines with band guys that really just hate each other. Yeah, or they've got all the money in the world. They don't want to do it. I don't think they're going to do it.
They're there with Black Dog.
Before him.
I don't know how Robert Plant does that. What's he, 80?
I hate that. I blame
when they work the crowd like that.
You know who I blame for that? Who? Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen is the first MF-er that I ever saw at a concert go, you know the words.
Right, you sing it.
And he just stood there and let everyone else sing.
Are they at least going to get a live album out of this? I mean, was somebody have the presence of mind to record this thing?
And a DVD as well.
I'm sure.
There was not one single bad review. The only thing close to a slam is that they said that they played Stairway to Heaven in the middle of the show, mm-hmm. and it got kind of lost in it. It should have been saved for an encore.
See, I think that's a great idea to put that in the middle of the show. That's Bonham's kid, right? That's playing drums for him.
You know, they're good in a way that the Stones aren't good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Stones are old guys. Aerosmith are old guys. Zeppelin's old guys, but somehow they're cooler, aren't they?
Yeah. A little bit cooler. Haven't been in the spotlight.
They're cooler because for 30 years they haven't done anything, and then they can step up and still sound this
good. Zeppelin's just a better band than either the Stones or Aerosmith. I mean, anybody knows that.
You listening, Joe?
Robert Plant and Jimmy Page were working out and hitting the tanning beds before the show this week.
That's funny.
Again, you know, wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Wrong for Robert Plant to be in a tanning bed.
If you're going to do it, like, go out to some British mansion somewhere and hide the tanning bed where nobody can see it.
And when did Robert Plant's hair look like Michael Bolton's?
I think that was in the 80s. He made that transition in the 80s.
I know that now Michael Bolton has the short haircut and he's got Nicole Sheridan and everything, but if you look back when he was popular, it's that same Krusty the Clown kind of look, right?
And craggy. And there's something about some of these guys. It's Mac Davis disease. They get the craggy. They get the turbo craggy
living
face.
Hard.
Yeah. Years of clean living, Mike.
Well, at the concert, a good time was had by all, as Rob said. The great reviews all the way around. 20,000 people in the stadium, including the concert goer who paid $170,000 to be there.
There were the purists, but it also was, you know, like so many things are nowadays, the place to be. It was the thing to attend. And a lot of people that don't give a rat's ass about Led Zeppelin were there. Just they had money, and that's why they were there.
When you spend $170,000 for a ticket, I'd say so. It's hard to imagine anything slowing down the porn industry at this point, but porn producers say the internet is killing them.
Oh, the writer's strike, too.
I'm sure. The root of all evil. The internet's killing them by giving away what they're trying to sell. This week, the major adult DVD producer Vivid Video filed a lawsuit against an X-rated website called PornTube.
Weren't we friends with Vivid Video at one point?
We have been friends with all of them. Vivid, Wicked, all the big ones.
But we had a pretty good relationship with Vivid. They were the one that hooked us up with the porn star to talk to Beth Ann.
Oh, that's right.
But Vivid, their president left, so I don't know who's at Vivid
anymore. Mary Carey's company?
That still is Vivid.
And is she Vivid? Is she a Vivid contract girl?
Yes, she is.
What's the slogan again? It's
no fake breasts.
Not Vivid.
No.
That is not Vivid.
But
that's Kick-Ass Video.
You're right. Kick-Ass is
what's
her.
Their slogan?
No fake breasts, no condoms, all naked sex, and total viewing satisfaction.
That's right.
Their spokesperson is called Ron Jeremy.
I think Mary Carey is Kick-Ass.
Yeah, right. You know, I misspoke.
She ain't a Vivid girl.
No, Vivid is the top drawer.
Pretty classic.
Perhaps I was hoping.
Well, it's virtually the same battle the TV networks fought with YouTube. The issue was copyright infringement. PornoTube is being sued for letting its users upload copyrighted videos. The problem is, to quote one article, consumers of adult fare often get what they're looking for in clips of 5 minutes or less.
All day!
Does this sound silly? I wish there was less porn on the internet for one reason.
Why?
To make it more special.
I can't seem to find it anywhere.
If you didn't look at it that often, it would be more special.
Oh, come on.
You know what?
You can't avoid it. You literally can't avoid the porn on the internet.
I look at it like everyone does. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you all the deviant things that I have done. I don't mind telling you, I have never, ever sat down in front of my computer and said, this is so hot that Mr. Happy's got to come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I
never.
Have.
Yeah.
I have.
Never.
Yeah.
There have been times when it's that hot.
Yeah, many times. You see something that's really good, if it's like a 6-7 minute segment, it'll work.
I don't know.
If you got the right, you know, the right kind of monitor, it's perfect.
Just something creepy about that.
But it didn't work with me the other day when I was looking at the guy with two Ds.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's on a lot of different sites. You guys didn't see it?
No.
Send me the link.
He had two.
I saw it. And I'll tell you, you want to know where I got it from? My son.
Your son.
He sent me the link 2 days
ago. Surreal. And both at attention.
Wow.
Yeah.
And both being worked on.
It was a thing where
real?
I first.
You think real? Wow.
Oh, you bet real.
Yes, because when you look at it, you go, this is not CGI.
Right.
This is a
guy real thing.
With two things, and they're both being helped out.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's amazing. Truly amazing.
I must look for this.
With free clips on the internet, consumers are saying, why buy the boob videos if you can get the milk for free? And to give you an idea how YouTube has changed our lives, in Elmwood Park, New Jersey, a Dunkin' Donuts employee says he decided to fight an unarmed thief so that he'd look good when the security video turned up on YouTube. When a guy reached into the register's cash drawer, the employee grabbed the guy's wrists and started hitting him in the head over and over with the metal cup in which customers leave their tips.
Right.
I don't know how good the guy will look. The thief still got away with nearly $300, but the employee is determined to be famous, so he says he'll put the video on YouTube himself if he has to. There's no guarantee he'll become famous, even if his name is Dustin Hoffman. And we can't pass up a story about Paula Deen and pork, the butter queen of the Food Network.
We get so tickled sometimes at each other that I literally just wet my pants.
She's also, the chubby face of Smithfield Foods. Smithfield out of Virginia specializes in ham and other pork products. For more than a decade, Smithfield has successfully fought to keep out a food workers union. And now Paula's being dogged at every book signing, even at her home now, for backing a union buster.
Well, is this why they were protesting when Janet and my sister-in-law Judy went to see Paula Deen?
I bet they were, right?
That's why. Union wants to meet with Paula to tell her about the evils of Smithfield ham. Paula, who now makes $4 million a year, including her endorsement money from Smithfield, says she is no expert on the subject of unions.
Mm-hmm. There she is. She's playing a tune.
Hi, this is...
How did he get in there?
Robert the Mailman.
Oh, wow.
He's always in the S, Mike.
Humans are evolving faster than ever. That's our story when we continue.
Hey, that's right. That guy had two D's.
Really?
See?
Really?
Joe Ardinger.
Oh, I guess not.
Could
not
be wrong.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the 9-11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
This segment of the show with Lasting's Buzz, brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers, EdieDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from EdieDiamond.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
What's his first name again?
Lasting.
What's happening, Buzz?
Hi.
Lasting's Burbank.
What?
No, don't worry about it.
We'll explain it to you later.
All right.
It really has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Or does it?
No, stop it, Rob.
A noted anthropologist says humans are evolving faster than ever. John Hawks of the University of Wisconsin at Madison says, in fact, evolution is now moving at a near breakneck speed.
I couldn't agree more. During this show today, both of my pinky toes fell off.
Wow. You don't have education and you can't hardly get a job.
See? The anthropologist breaks it down this way. We, he says, are much more different than our ancestors of 5,000 years ago.
I have nipples, Buzz. Can you milk me?
Than they were from the people 25,000 years before them.
Both Don and I, we don't brag about it very often, but we do this occasion when we get together down in Ocean City. We both can bear children.
Wow.
People don't realize that about us.
I didn't even tell you this. You know what happened in the back room today?
What's that?
Joe's tail fell off. He no longer has a tail.
That's great. Happen eventually. Mostly, he says, this is because of the invention of agriculture and the building of resistance to disease. Hawk says these more recent changes include Africans becoming more resistant to malaria, Europeans developing a gene that helps them digest milk better.
Really?
And Asians developing an earwax that is drier than it used to be.
Why didn't somebody sell that to Jesus Christ?
I Chen Buddha Christ.
Chinese food when he was on the show today, for goodness sakes.
And yet, despite people from different regions developing different traits, every human has about 99% of the same DNA as every other human. And DNA is also the basis of a new dating service. A company in Florida claims it's found the first truly scientific way of finding true love. ScientificMatch.com says it's all about the body odor. The science here is that...
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Pheromones produced by the body...
This is Robert, the mailman.
...play a role sexual attraction.
You know, we have a big picture, a full-size, life-size picture of Robert in our studio where he's on his jet ski wearing his
beautiful.
Big, wearing his big Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat hat.
Fantastic hat.
In brown water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, scientists also believe that we can be attracted to specific people because of their specific scent.
This is Robert the Mailman.
They say that's for genetic reasons, to help us all produce the best possible children.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
He's going to be coming down here.
Yeah, he will.
Mm-hmm. Our use of scented soaps and antiperspirants has put a damper on this scent. The dating service was launched yesterday in Boston, offering to analyze your DNA to help you find the perfect mate for $2,000. They also run background checks just to be on the safe side.
Well, I mean, dogs know this. That's why they sniff each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, dogs do it on a regular basis.
Right.
But then again, dogs, don't they do anything that walks?
Dogs also eat each other's poop.
This is true. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that, no matter how hot the date is.
That's right.
I agree.
That's evolving in the wrong direction.
Well, you know, you never say never.
You meet the right bitch.
That's right.
And I do mean it like that.
Amen.
Little doggy joke there. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Finally, sure, farts are funny until three people get...
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Funny until three people get shot because of them. 32-year-old Bill Hover of Mansfield, PA was in a liquor store and made a little music. Three people in the store laughed and started mocking him for it. But Bill didn't like that, so he went to his car and got his semi-automatic rifle and started shooting.
Jesus.
I know.
Fortunately.
NRA all the way.
Wow.
Fortunately, like the gas, the bullets were not silent or deadly. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's a field goal. That's a feel good.
Yeah. That's it. We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all new episode. Everybody, we'll give away at least $1,000 tomorrow. I'll play it again.
Oh boy,
JB's coming on the show tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
All right, good. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob Greaseman.
I just wanted to say hi to Pearson.
Hey, Chuckles.
All right, good night, Douglas Trax.
Thinking about you.
Ah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.